Fresh off a dominant victory on homecoming Friday night, Chi High looked to once again defend Duray, this time against the Evergreens of DC Everest.
Welcome to a beautiful October evening at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. The lights are on, the sun is setting, and what a matchup we have tonight as your 4-2 Chippewa Falls Cardinals take on the 5-1 DC Everest Evergreens. From their 25-yard line, first and 10. Noah Potter, the senior center caller, gives it to LeMay. LeMay turning the corner. 35-40. He's going all the way. One play. 75 yards. Starting off with a bang. Jackson LeMay. And the Cards lead 6-0. Pop pass over the middle. He's got a man wide open. The ball is loose. It's jarred loose from behind and picked up at the 15-yard line. Coming back is Bolin. The 30, the 35, the 40, and he stepped out of bounds. What a phenomenal recovery by the Chi High defense as that ball is punched loose. Peanut Tillman would be proud.
Jalen Smith was the defensive back that was in the area. When he came back, he made a great hit on the receiver and popped the ball loose.
Second and 6 from their own 46 for Chi High with a 7-0 lead. Give right up the middle, that strength taken. Look out, taken on the move, 35-30. He's going to go all the way, 15-10, 5 to the end zone, touchdown. A 54-yard drop for the senior Drake Dakin, and Chi High leads 13-0.
Honestly, I don't know when the last time is that I saw that where a fullback came up the middle and then out-sprinted everyone on the field. This team has flat-out speed at every single position.
Scores almost 3 times per game. They'll give to Bankston again. He'll leap over one defender, and then he's twisted to the ground, and it's picked up, knocked loose, and going the other way with the combo. He's already 25-20. He made the man the 10 to the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. Takes it to the house, and Chi High leads 19-0.
I'm not sure what they put in Chi High's Kool-Aid before the game, but I like it.
Colin Clary able to go the distance.
There's the kick. Chi High with LeMay at the 8-yard line. Straight ahead, and LeMay has some room to the 30, the 35, the 40. There goes Jackson LeMay again. And LeMay is going to take it all the way. A 92-yard kickoff return. Jackson LeMay to the house. And just like that, Chi High back up. 25-7. His quarterback, Logan George. Now the tight end motions to the right side of the formation. Logan George rolling out to his right under heavy pressure. Dumps the right side. He's picked off. Coming back the other way and stepping. Not out of bounds. He's still going. 45-50 and then knocked out of bounds. Far side of the field. Who stepped in front of that pass?
Jackson Bolin.
It was Jackson Bolin, and Bolin with a pick. And Chi High once again rises to the occasion, answers the call, answers the bell. How about this team tonight? He's shifting off to the right, and the snap goes over Logan George's head. He picks it up on a bounce, evades one tackler, but then he's swarmed under by a host of black jerseys all the way back near the 42-yard line. Call that gang tackling and a team sack for Chi High. Twin receivers left, 3 receivers to the right. Logan George. Back to pass. He's got a lot of time. Now flushed out to his right. He's hit. He's pulled down. He's sacked. Logan George is pulled down by Colton Pesca. Right side is Logan George. And George throws another pick. It's picked off at the 38-yard line. That's LeMay. Look out. Here comes LeMay cutting across the field. LeMay at the 50. At the 45. The 40. Cutting down the sideline outside the numbers. And out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Jackson LeMay stops the drive and puts Chi High in business with under a minute to play in the first half. Chi High trips to the right. Single receiver Bolin to the left.
Can't take a sack here, whatever he does.
Potter back to pass, goes left side looking for Bolin. Reaches up, contested catch. He pulled it down. Touchdown, Chi High with 3.5 seconds left. Jackson Bolin says, you can't hang with me one-on-one.
That's just wanting it more than the other guy does. Great play by Bolin fighting for that ball.
Jackson LeMay from the shotgun running the Wildcat, dancing, jitterbugging in the backfield, races to the open field, to the end zone, 2-point conversion, good for Jackson LeMay, and it's 35-15, Chi High back up by 20. Logan George rolling out to his left, he's being pursued, throws and is picked right in the middle of the field. Chi High, another defensive takeaway.
Drake Dakin.
Good snap, pressure is heavy. Cleary gets off a line drive punt that takes a nice bounce inside the 5-yard line. Will it pick up? Chi High trying to dive on it at the 1. Ian Denning downs it at the 1-yard line, sliding to his knee and downing the ball right before it hit the goal line. What a play. First and 10 from the 24. Again, everybody in the box for the Evergreens. Give to Dakin. Dakin pounding his way forward. He breaks three tackles inside the 20-yard line and down to the 17-yard line. They knew what was coming, and they still couldn't stop Drake Dakin as he pounds his way for seven. Potter under center. The give to Bolin. Bolin off the A-gap, dashes inside the 5-yard line, pushing to the end zone. He's in. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. From the shotgun, Logan George. Waist-high snap. George the senior. Back to pass. Throws over the middle. A big hit. Oh, my goodness. Jackson Bolin laid the wood after that catch.
Wow. He absolutely came from the safety spot, running full speed, and hit that wide receiver and dropped him to the turf.
From the school of one Dawson Goodman. 2.4 seconds left. Chi High up by 5. 3rd and 10. George with trips to the tight slot to the right. Single receiver to the left. George takes a waist-high snap. Pressure's light. George dancing out to his right. Heaves it to the end zone. Jump ball. It is knocked down. Incomplete. Incomplete. And Chi High holds on to win.
What a fantastic finish and a fantastic game. That is what high school football is all about right there.
Your final score, Chippewa Falls 41 and DC Everest 36.
Two in a row. But to keep this win streak alive, the Cards will have to hit the road for Hudson to beat the Raiders on their home field. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Chi High Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, also by Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Nicolay Bank, by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Alley and Chippewa Falls, by Heath Loken and Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's WOGO Sports Team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
WOGO, your sports station.
And welcome to Hudson, Wisconsin, and Hudson High School, home of the Raiders, in sight of this Big Rivers Conference football game, the penultimate game of the season for Chi High, as your Chippewa Falls Cardinals take on Hudson. Both teams sporting 3-2 records in the Big Rivers Conference. Both teams needing a win if they want to secure a playoff spot. Chi High coming off a 41-36 thriller last week over DC Everest, who is leading the Wisconsin Valley Conference, and the other side, Hudson, with a blowout win 48-28 over Superior in a game that was not nearly as close as even that score might indicate. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Matt Downey. Mike Thompson joins us on the field as our intrepid sideline reporter, and Elena Halverson at our WOGO studios in Halley, our board operator and producer. And Matt Downey, for once, welcome to the broadcast here as we start off. Great to have you with. Thank you for jumping in. Again, the freshman team that you coach had a solid win here, and now we're looking for the varsity to do the same thing.
Absolutely. As long as our varsity stays disciplined, this is a winnable game. Hudson is a very talented, good team. But so are we.
When you look at this field and some of the games that we've had here, of course, 13-8, Chi High lost that regular season game in an absolute defensive, just heavyweight fight in the regular season last year, but then really shocked the region, if not the state, as an 8 seed coming in here and knocking off Hudson on their home turf to get that level one playoff win. And those are just the last two games in a series that has just been tight. I mean, you expect a one-score game between these two teams every time they tangle.
I would honestly hope so. In the playoffs last year, confidence killed Hudson. They were coming in thinking we were just going to go home.
And Chi High certainly had other ideas in that game. Again, this is the Culver's Kickoff Show, brought to you by your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, now open. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. We'll get Mike Thompson's thoughts on the matchup. We'll hear from both head coaches as well. We're back in 2 minutes. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's smart checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account by October 19, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
You've been waiting for the right time, the right season, the right price. Now is that time with select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Stop into AirTech Sports during Polaris Deal Days for up to $3,000 off select Ranger, Razor, General, and Expedition models. Polaris Deal Days, going on now. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details. All riders should take a safety training course. AirTech Sports. Adventure begins here. Start now at airtechsports.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, brought to you by your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls. Chi High on the road at Hudson, game 8 of the regular season. Both teams trying to cement their playoff berth as they are sitting at 3-2 in the Big Rivers Conference and need that crucial fourth win to make sure that they get into the dance. Caleb Swenson, Matt Downey up in the booth here at Hudson, Athletic Director for Chippewa Falls Senior High School. Mike Thompson, our intrepid sideline reporter today. And Mike, as we go down to you, this has the makings of another fantastic battle between Chi High and Hudson.
Well, Chippewa Falls, Hudson, October, football's in the air. I'd expect nothing but an awesome football game.
And we were talking, Mike, with Coach Rakel before the game, and we'll hear again as we continue the Culver's Kickoff Show, our interviews with both head coaches. But at this point of the season, a lot of kids are banged up. There's aches and pains, and really it's a lot of about who can dig deep when you're not feeling 100%, but who can, you know, kind of do that gut check each time the ball snapped.
Yeah, these are the weeks where all that weight room work is going to come to fruition, of course, and your depth. And, you know, some guys going to have to step up, and it might be somebody tonight where somebody makes a play that you're not expecting, but that's what it's going to have to take. And if you're truly a good team, that's what's going to be needed.
And finally, Mike, speaking of that weight room work, I think that's something that we've seen in Chi High Athletics, the football program especially, too. The Netties have done a phenomenal job with Chi High strength and conditioning. It just seems like there's been a lot more buy-in with the kids at get ready in the off season so that when the lights come on Friday nights, you're ready to go.
Yeah, it's an expectation. Our kids need to train. It's not only the football, it's every single activity, and we all know the importance of that in their lives, and we're hoping that they can continue to sustain that, and it's an expectation now.
Well, thank you, Mike Thompson. We'll check back with you during the game.
Got it.
All right, let's go now to our pregame interviews as we continue the Culver's Kickoff Show. Earlier, we caught up with head coach Adam Cowles of Hudson. Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls. We're here with head coach Adam Cowles of the Hudson Raiders as they host your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, both teams 3-2 in the Big Rivers Conference. And, Coach, you and Chippewa are kind of in the same position where you need to cement a playoff spot. You need to get that fourth Big Rivers Conference win. And with tough games coming up next week for both of you, this kind of seems like, hey, we've got to get it tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, it's a gauntlet. You know, I talked to Rakel earlier this week, and it's a gauntlet this year. I mean, the league is so good, and you just, you can't, you know, there's no one where you're going to go out and you're going to get the win. I mean, every week is just a battle. And so it's fun, though. I mean, this is what you play for. You play for these kind of games. We have a lot of respect for them. I mean, they are so talented. So it's exciting. We're excited to go tonight.
Coach, last week, a little bit more of a runaway game against Superior. Maybe they're down a little bit this year. When you talk about focus in that game and then leading into a game against presumably a tougher opponent tonight, what did you see in that game and in practice this week? Did you like what you saw?
Yeah, you know, it's such a cliche, but it's one game at a time. You know, we always put to bed the game before Saturday morning. We talk about it, and then we're done. We're going to move forward to the next one. So, you know, no matter how it goes, whether you do well or you don't do well, you clean things up. Obviously, you want to correct things and make sure we're not making the same mistakes, but then it's just forward for the next opponent. So it's a typical week, you know, but, you know, the guys are excited to go.
Coach, what are you doing well at this point in the season, and where do you want to improve?
You know, I think we got a good tempo. We're, you know, now our offense is kind of getting that tempo. I think early on we weren't finding it. We're, you know, kind of, you know, stalled on some drives and things like that. But it's, you know, we're about playing tempo, playing fast, and really getting the play calls in and getting going. That's when we're good, I think. I think we're pretty good at that. We're blocking at the point of attack. I think I like what we're doing. Defensively, we're flying around. We're starting to tackle well. You know, I like that. And we're going to need it tonight because these guys, you talk about a team that breaks tackles, it's these guys. So we got to tackle really well tonight.
And finally, Coach, what keeps you awake at night when you're coming into a game against Chippewa this year? What's something you say they do that really well?
I mean, they're so talented. You know, they lull you to sleep with, you know, 3 yards, 4 yards, and then all of a sudden they can break one on the, you know, the counter crisscross or the reverses or, you know, just the off-tackle stuff, and then they can play action. They got guys that can get vertical. So, I mean, it's the speed is tricky. I mean, there's no question. You have to obviously defend the run, but they can get behind you in a hurry. So it is. It is tough, and defensively, they're so well coached. They just do things right. They're very sound. You know, we might not get huge plays, but we got to keep drives sustained. You know, that's the key for tonight.
Well, Coach, all the makings of another classic between Hudson and Chippewa. Always good to see you. Thanks so much for your time, and best of luck to the Raiders tonight and the rest of the way.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Head Coach Adam Cowles joining us here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Culver's of Chippewa Falls. Back after this with Coach Rakovich of the Cards, Chi-High Football on WoGo Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services. On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Chippewa Falls Culver's. Near Festival Foods and Toyson Ford at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard, we're live on the road at Hudson. Big Rivers Conference battle between your Chippewa Falls Cardinals and the Hudson Raiders, here with head coach Chuck Rakovich. And coach, obviously in terms of playoffs, a critical win last week against DC Everest, but to cement a playoff spot, you have two games left and you need to win at least one, want to get both of them. What's it going to take here at Hudson with a team that's in a similar position where they need to get that fourth conference win?
Well, this is kind of a playoff game for both of us. And one more thing that's important for us is, you know, beating Point, beating Memorial, beating DC Everest. And if we can beat Hudson, them are all Division I teams. So that gives us hope to have a home playoff game. So, it's very, in our mind, it's critical that we win tonight.
Coach, seven games into the season, everybody's banged up at this point. What's the message to the guys? Do you need to give them anything when it comes to we got to just keep fighting no matter? I mean, everyone has aches and pains.
Yeah, it's that time of the year, and the kids know. We don't have to tell them anything. They know what's at stake, and we don't ask kids to play if they're injured, but we have kids that are hurt, and hurt means, you know, they might have a sprained ankle, they might have a sprained hand. But, we're like everybody else. We're not at 100%. But our kids will give us everything they've got.
Coach, starting slow was a bit of an issue other than in the Memorial game for a lot of the season. But the last couple weeks, you come out of the gate hot. How's that happen?
I don't know how to answer that one. We just decided last week that if we win the toss, we're going to take the ball rather than defer. So that's what we did, and that's what happened. And probably do the same thing tonight.
And, Coach, when you look at this year's Hudson team, and again, Coach Cowles, you know him well. He's been part of the Big Rivers for such a long time. They do a lot of things very, very well. What do you see in this year's Hudson team?
Typical. You know, they're big. They're athletic. They're just a good football team, obviously. They're one of the best teams in our league, and they have been for a number of years, and I don't see that changing soon.
Coach, should be a lot of fun. We've had some classics here on this field. We're looking forward to another good one tonight.
Yeah, we hope we give you a good one tonight.
Thank you, Coach. Head Coach Chuck Rakovich here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by your all-new Culver's of Lake Halley. Now hiring for all positions and all shifts. Apply at culvers.com/careers. We're inching closer to game time after this on WOGO Sports.
Ready to kickstart your next chapter? Whether you're still in high school, freshly graduated, or seeking a new path, CVTC's hands-on programs will give you the skills to succeed. Join us in Eau Claire and River Falls at the CVTC Fall Open House, Thursday, November 7th, to discover how our fast, flexible, and affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yow!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it, and by then...
Oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wirzgala, 839-0707 or wirzgala.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Matt Downey in the booth, Mike Thompson on the sidelines. Your WOGO Sports broadcast team tonight, Elena Halverson, our producer back in the WOGO studios in Hallie. As we finish up the Culver's kickoff show, we'll remind you that it's been brought to you by your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, now open and now hiring. Culver's of Chippewa Falls, hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. And Matt Downey, as we come now to the start of the game, it's time for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Matt, what do you think a key or two is tonight here for Chi High, again, against an opponent that they're probably fairly evenly matched with in Hudson?
I think we got to do just like we've been doing the last few weeks and come out strong right away, come out fast, get on top and get ready to step on the throat.
And again, 62 points, I believe, in the first half of the last two games combined, and that's something that we hadn't really seen since the Memorial game, just starting out hot like that, and it certainly made a difference last week against DC Everest to be up 27-7 after one quarter. That ended up being a five-point game, and they needed every bit of that first quarter lead.
Absolutely. Yeah, we just got to put the ball in the hands of our athletes, let them go to work. Keep hitting.
Again, your Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Matt Downey, Mike Thompson with you on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. If you're looking for the McDonald Max game tonight, WOGO Sports coverage of that on Max TV via YouTube. McDonald against Thorpe, Mark Halverson, and the Smisky brothers on the call. Chi High will be back deep to receive here. Hudson wearing their dark gray uniforms with the white pants, the white helmets, and the pink out night for breast cancer tonight. So the pink socks for Hudson and the white numerals. Chi High resplendent in their traveling white uniforms, the jet black bottoms, the cardinal red socks, black numerals with the red outlines, the black helmets with the ruby red CF insignia on the side. And we are ready to roll here from Hudson. The run-up and the kick. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. Fielded at the five, straight ahead between the hashes. Oh. Give to Jalen Smith, and Jalen Smith on the reverse on kind of an end around on the kick return past the 35 up to the 40-yard line. And Chi High coming out with a bang on special teams, Matt.
Yeah, that it only fooled a couple of people. We got to get some more heavy blocks out there, too, though. Time for our offense to put on the foil.
The Cardinals will start first and 10. Actually, they're going to mark it back near the 33, but still favorable starting field position. Cardinals will start with a heavier package in the backfield. A couple fullbacks, a tailback, and a single receiver to the left. From the pistol look, give right up the middle, and that looks to be Jackson LeMay. And LeMay getting maybe just a yard. Pretty stout interior of that defense, man.
Absolutely. It's going to be hard to get a good push on these guys. They probably got us by 10, 15 pounds a guy at least.
Keep your eye on Sammy Hebert splitting out. He had 28 on him. Definitely a height advantage. Wonder if they're going to follow each other around tonight.
28 is Ben England's, the DB who led Hudson with 10 tackles last week. As they drop Superior 48-28. Three of those touchdowns were kind of in garbage time. Noah Potter rolling out to pass for the first time. Rolling out to his left. Looking left the whole time. High pass and going up at the 50-yard line. And watching it slip through his fingers was Sam Hebert. Coverage on the play by Tyler Lessard, among others. Good to see Lessard back out there after he was injured in that playoff game last year on this field against Chi High.
Looked like Hudson's DB slipped and fell, and Hebert was open a little earlier. If that ball came out a little bit earlier, probably a good completion.
Cardinals have a third and 9 from their own 34-yard line. 59 seconds gone by opening quarter here on WOGO. Spread look now with trips to the left, single receiver to the right. Noah Potter, the senior signal caller from the shotgun with a back to his right hip. Back to passes, Potter pressures light. Potter dances in the pocket, throws over the middle, right at the stick, got his man Hebert, but that could be a bit short, about half a yard short.
They're giving it to him.
Oh, first down. A good spot on the road.
Yeah, that's something different.
And I don't know if that's just a little curl or stick route there from Sam Hebert, but he knew exactly where he needed to be, and dotting him with the pass was Potter.
Yeah, they had three receivers at that side, and I think they just created a lot of confusion with some traffic and let Sam settle down at the sticks.
Ball in the near hash. Chi High now will go with their more familiar twin tight end double wing formation. LeMay and Boland are those wing backs. Under center is Noah Potter. First and 10 from the 43-yard line. Flip to Boland. Boland picking his way through traffic up to the 45-yard line. Gets a bit of a push afterward. And as you mentioned, Matt, it's not going to be easy running against the interior of this Hudson defensive line. But they got a nice push at the end up to the 47.
Yeah, if we can get some subs in on the old line, keep them fresh towards the end of the game, might be extremely advantageous.
Drake Dakin checking out for the Cards. Now into the game, Owen King. Chi High will go trips in the near slot on the far side. LeMay, the lone tailback, as Potter's under center on second and six from the 47. Give to LeMay, and LeMay will push his way up close to midfield. They're going to mark him down closer to the 49 on Chi High side. So third and mid-range coming up for Chippewa Falls. Game's opening drive, no score here from the first quarter in Hudson.
If you notice, there's a lot of eye candy, so to speak. They sent three receivers. Hudson only defended it with two defensive backs. I guarantee they'll come back to that look later to try to outnumber them out on the flank.
Card subbing in here as Hebert and Jalen Smith will sub out. And it looks like, Matt, like they're going again a little bit heavier here.
Yeah, 5 yards of a cloud of dust. It's my kind of football.
Double wing, double tight formation. Potter under center with LeMay in motion. Give to Boland, and Boland will power his way forward. He is close to the stick. It may depend on the spot again. And it is a first down.
Right now we got Petska and King at tight ends right now with Corey Sukerman out with his injury. Petska's going to get a lot of snaps on both sides of the ball.
Petska does not lack for energy. That is for sure, averaging close to 15 tackles per game at times this season. First and 10 from the Hudson 47. First foray into Raider territory. The flip to LeMay off the right end. LeMay picking his way through one tackle and will fall down around the 45-yard line. Gain of a couple. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High Athletics on WOGO for over 30 years, White City Glass.
This kind of offense is extremely frustrating for a defense when you can pound a couple yards at a time. You're on the field a long time, and it just wears on you.
Cards have already eaten up almost 4 minutes of game time here. Second and eight from the 45 of Hudson. Jalen Smith at a wing back. Back to pass is Potter. Potter floats it down the right side into triple coverage. Going up and making the catch.
Wow. He said triple coverage. I think there was four guys around him. That was a great catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Alex Healy on the coverage.
Healy on the stop, but what a phenomenal play for Chi High.
That's classic double wing, like Matt just said. You know, you get that 2, 3, 4, 5 yards, and then you get play action. That's even more effective when you can get those first downs.
Cards knocking on the door now. The Johnson roll-off red zone, first and 10 from the 23 of Hudson. Man in motion right to left. Give to the tailback, LeMay, and LeMay may lose a yard there.
Tackle number 52, Dawson Clymer.
That time the tackle was Dawson Clymer, the 6'2", 220-pound senior. And from a coaching perspective, Matt, when you look at what Chi High is doing, I mean, is it something about body blows at times, you know, continuing to run even if you're not getting a lot up the middle there to just to try to soften things up?
Absolutely. You know, it's when you're wrestling,
on second and 12 from the
top is always using less energy.
Give to Bolin, and Bolin picking his way inside the 20-yard line before being upended near the 17.
Got a penalty on that. It looks in the area of holding. Get some of those big guys out in space, and sometimes you get a tendency to hold once a guy's getting away from you.
This may be sending Chi High back. 6:56 on the clock. No score. Cardinals driving, but this could make the down and distance a little less favorable here. Waiting for the official word from our referees.
That last play was more of a reach play, sweep to the left, and Jackson Bolin does an excellent job of picking his crease, hitting that, putting his foot in the ground and going. He does a very good job in the open field.
It is a hold against Chi High, so the ball will be spotted back at the 33 of Hudson. And going back to your point, Matt, again, with this Cardinals offense too, it's can you continue to batter this defense and kind of like what we saw last week against DC Everest, pop a big one after you wear them down a little bit.
Yeah, it's much harder to react to somebody else than it is to know where you're going. Use up more energy on that.
Cardinals going empty backfield and five wide. Trips right, twins to the left. Noah Potter from the shotgun on second and 22. Potter back to pass. He's going to flare it out in the flat right side. Catch made inside the 30-yard line and stormed back pretty quickly. That was Jalen Smith, who's been involved in the offense quite a bit early on.
Yeah, he's a talented young man. I know he did a lot of work in the offseason, and it shows.
This is probably the edge of where Jared Erickson could pop a field goal. It is a little windier down on the field than it might be up top, so they're going to go for it here on fourth. Excuse me, third.
So third and 16 right now for Chippewa Falls. They've used up over half of the opening quarter so far on this drive. Trips left, single receiver right.
Only two in coverage, really.
Noah Potter from the shotgun with a back on his left hip. Potter looking to the sideline. Now calls for the ball, takes a waist-high snap. Potter back to pass. The senior flares it deep down the right sideline, and it is hung up, intercepted, but out of bounds.
Doesn't so actually, 16. Jackson kind of turned into a DB on that one. He didn't have a chance. The Hudson kid had kind of a good chance at catching that, and Jackson batted it away.
And so now what do the Cards choose to do here on 4th and 16 from the 29-yard line? And, Matt, I mean, this seems to be kind of a no-man's land where it's too far for a field goal and probably just see what you can get.
I would try to play matchup offense and maybe go that same formation and load one of our better receivers on the inside and let that outside linebacker try to cover him.
You got Hebert single coverage on a DB over here on our sideline.
Trips to the left. And in motion left to right. Potter, they'll go reverse, and coming back the other way is Hebert. Hebert at the 25 of the 20 hits the brakes, and then he's pulled back. Hebert looking maybe for one extra block. Looked to have a little momentum there, Matt, and then.
And that will be a Hudson. Yeah, he's shy away. He needs to keep running on that. He's got to trust his speed and get to the outside.
So Chi High uses up 6 minutes 35 seconds on the clock in the first quarter here at Hudson, but comes up empty just outside the red zone in the Hudson Raiders. Their first offensive possession here. Led by quarterback junior Cooper Adair. First and 10 from their own 21-yard line. Man in motion left to right. Give right up the middle and picking his way across the 25-yard line and up to the 26. I believe it was Peyton Pingle, and he is their leading ball carrier. Hagman on the stop. Coming into this game, Hudson averaging 36.3 points per game offensively, giving up 23 points per game. Hudson quickly back out. Going tempo, a flip on the right side.
As complete to Tyler Lessard.
Tyler Lessard up to the 31 or 32. Chi High averaging 38.4 points per game, that's giving up 27.3. Caught by surprise a little bit. I was there, Matt. I forgot that Hudson does like to go tempo when they can.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Seeing if they can catch you and subbing in, subbing out.
Ken Cooper Adair from the gun with the back to his right, now shifting him to the opposite side. Twin receivers right, single receiver left, man in motion left to right. Adair's going to keep it himself, trying to turn the corner at the left side. He's being pursued and run out of bounds into the Chi High sideline.
Keeper Adair on the quarterback. Keeper.
Minimal gain up to maybe the 35.
Yeah, as long as our guys don't get their eyes in the backfield, they toss a lot of smoke and mirrors at you, a lot of fakes, stuff like that. Yeah, we need to eliminate those and get to the ball. Trust the reads.
Hudson coming right back to the line. Trips right, single receiver left. Cooper Adair. Pistol look, sends a man out of the backfield into the flat. Adair back to pass, throws over the middle. Dangerous pass, and it's tipped right into the arms of Lassard. Could have been picked, and instead Lassard takes it at the 50. I don't know if that was Simon Fish who got a hand on it. It was just a little too high to handle, but Lassard says thank you very much and moves the chains for Hudson.
As Colton Petska, he catches that 99 times out of 100.
Yeah.
Trips to the right, man in motion left to right. Adair, the give off the right side, turning the corner.
Peyton Pingle.
Is Peyton Pingle. Pingle number 7. 6 foot, 200-pound junior running back. He scored 12 times on the ground, according to the stats at wisports.net, which were only updated through 6 games. So about 13 carries per game, but he finds the end zone often. Hudson now a 2nd and 6 from the Chi High 46-yard line. No score. 4:19 to go here in the first half. Adair going to keep it himself right up the middle, and he's turned back.
Adair on the keeper.
I know the Chippewa Falls sideline probably sees it, but when that quarterback runs, he's fairly loose with that ball, so they'll talk about trying to get on top of a fumble here.
And, guys, good to see Brett Krista back out there again. We haven't called his name as much as I think he's been banged up throughout a lot of the season. But
yeah, he's coming off a 2-week ankle injury. He's been dinged up. He's toughing it out right now. There's another kid that put in the work in the offseason and having a real good year when he's able to be in.
3rd and 4 from Hudson. Jet sweep look, turning the corner at the 45-yard line down to maybe the 42. That is close for Aiden Jameson, the 6-foot, 165-pound senior. He had a kick return for a touchdown last week against Superior. That is going to be very close, and I think about half a yard shy.
You mentioned Brett's injury. I think with the number of injuries we have right now, I think we set the record for most tape on a sideline for injuries.
It has been a war of attrition in the Big Rivers Conference this season. 4th and a short 1 for Hudson. Pingle in the backfield with Cooper Adair. Man in motion left to right. The give to Pingle right up the middle. He'll get the first down and more, fighting his way inside the 35-yard line. A tough run for the Hudson junior down to the 34. So Chi High gets the Raiders to a 4th down, but Hudson continues to move the chains. Right back to the line again. Cooper Adair, the junior, claps for the ball. Give on the jet sweep again, and this time Chi High not fooled. Colton Petska pulls down Jameson right at the line of scrimmage, maybe even lost half a yard.
Excellent trigger on that motion coming at him.
But Hudson right back on the ball. 2nd and 10 after no gain on the first play. Pruzek in motion left to right. They're going to give it to Pruzek. He's hit in the backfield, and he's pulled down right at the line of scrimmage.
Simon Fish doing a nice job filling from a secondary position.
That brings up 3rd and 10 for Hudson. As again, they go lightning fast tempo here. Cooper Adair with 2 men joining him in the backfield, 3 wide receivers. Adair back to pass, heavy pressure. Adair is pulled down and sacked! Pulled down back near the 43-yard line. That was Drake Dakin.
That was a perfect timed blitz for the perfect play. Drake off the backside. Quarterback never saw him.
And, Matt, I think that's the 5th sack of the season for Drake Dakin, who's just had a whale of a year so far.
So fast to the backfield. By the time they do see him, they can't even throw the ball away.
4th and 19. The punt way up into the lights here at Hudson and fielded cleanly just inside the 10-yard line at the 9 by Simon Fish. And Chi High will start 1st and 10 with a minute 34 to go in the first quarter. As Matt, both teams have had extended drives, but no points yet. And again, kind of this heavyweight battle we expected.
Yeah, it's a slugfest out here.
Our shipping supply company has seen decades of
5 yards of plow to dust.
See what Chi-High can do in their second possession of the game. Again, 94 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Fans, stop into AirTech Sports at one of their many locations. You've been waiting for the right time, the right season, the right price. Now is that time. Polaris Deal Days going on now. Up to $3,000 off select Ranger, Razor, General, and Expedition models at AirTech Sports. That's AirTech Sports. Chi-High, 91 yards to go for pay dirt. Give right up the middle to Boland, and Boland rolled down at the 10-yard line after a gain of one.
Tackle by number 13.
Second and nine coming up for Chi-High.
Showing a little bit different formations than we have in the past, just to give them something else to think about, too.
Or maybe trying to just be a little different than what you put on tape for the first seven games of the season.
Absolutely.
Both teams at 3-2 in the Big Rivers Conference, tied for third with Menominee. Single receiver wide to the right. High formation look here with Potter under center. Second and nine from their own 10-yard line. Potter, three-step drop, flings it out, looking for Hebert and pulling it down for the interception at the 35-yard line. The Hudson defensive back, it was one-on-one. The ball was a little bit more inside toward the hash.
And
Ben England, who's a phenomenal standout player for Coach Cowles, gives Hudson a golden opportunity here with 46.8 seconds left in the first quarter.
That ball needed a little more air under it. By the time Sam made a break on it, it was going too much to the inside.
And England had good position, and that's probably one, Matt, where you just, again, like Mike said, want to put it a little bit more toward the sideline.
Yeah, you throw that one where only your player can catch it. He was in great position. Good coverage.
First and 10 from the 37 for Hudson. Hebert back to pass. Hebert rolling out to his right under pressure. Now he's going to tuck it and run. Tries to break a tackle. Cannot get away from Colton Petzka. And Petzka pulls him down for a loss.
That is one thing they will, not a lot of teams will beat us in, speed to the edge.
Something Coach Cowles brought up in our Culver's kickoff show is just how impressive Chi-High's speed is at every position, not just on offense. Second and 11 after the loss of one. Hebert, option look, floats it out right side to Jamison, and Jamison has a big crease down the sideline, inside the 30, down to the 25 for a Hudson first down.
And that's enough.
That option play is tough to defend. They send one guy to one side of the formation. He's a possible threat, QB, and the pitch man. That's tough.
11.1 seconds remaining in an entertaining first quarter, though no one's scored yet. Hebert going to keep it himself, now bouncing it on the left side. Hebert is hit, and he's pulled down, ripped down deep in the backfield. Simon Fish. A flag on the play as well with 0.9 seconds remaining in the first quarter. I don't know, Mike, if you got an indication what that might be. It was thrown on the far side of the field.
Yeah, it looks like a hold. Another one of those big guys out in no man's land out there. Oh, personal foul. I was wrong. Called it on Hudson, though.
So a face mask on Hudson.
That's big. I know we're almost a quarter here, but takes them back out of thinking about field goal for now if we can tighten up defensively.
Face mask. Offense.
You don't see that very often, Matt, a face mask called on the offense.
I'm a defensive guy. You don't see much called on the offense ever.
There you go. 0.9 seconds left. Hudson now with the ball spotted all the way back at their own 42-yard line, trying to get inside the 15 for a first down. First and 30 officially. Cooper Hebert, late option pitch to Jamison right side. Jamison, another big crease. That's Pingle, rather, and Pingle inside the 20-yard line. Where did he step out of bounds? On first and 30, Peyton Pingle gets almost all of it back. That'll send us to the break at the quarter. We're back in 1 minute. This is Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Winning in sports takes teamwork, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes.
Parents, Mike, and Ann. Welcome back to Hudson High School. Beautiful Friday night underneath the lights. October night, penultimate game of the regular season for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals as they battle the Hudson Raiders. No score as we enter quarter number two, but Hudson just turned a first and 30 into a second and short after another gashing option play. This time Peyton Pingle on the carry.
And Rebecca.
And Cooper Adair back at quarterback. The twin receivers to the left. Adair rolling out to his left. Again, an option look. A late pitch left side. And Pingle this time is hit in the backfield and pulled down. Drake Dakin, among others, on that stop back near the 24-yard line.
That looked like a left-handed pitch. That quarterback was far less comfortable with that than going to his right.
Yep. I agree.
In years past, we've seen, again, that option pitch a lot. We've also seen Hudson put it on the ground at times. Jameson in motion left to right. Adair back to pass. Rolling out to his right. Being pursued. Still pursued at the left sideline. And he is pulled down around the 20-yard line. Colin Clary, Braden Hagman in there. Drake Dakin.
Adair on the keeper.
Brings up fourth and about seven for Hudson.
Talk about that team speed. He wasn't even breaking much area between him and our D lineman.
Yeah, Lassard split to our side, probably coming this way.
Fourth and seven, Adair back to pass. Adair looking deep down the middle of the field, and he's got his man Lassard inside the 5-yard line to the end zone. Touchdown, Hudson. The 6'4" senior on a 20-yard pitch and catch, and Hudson leads 6-0. Fourth and seven, and Hudson able to find a crosser wide open across the middle. 11:14 to go here in the first half. Snap spot, and the kick is good. It's 7-0 Hudson. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
No score in the first quarter, but 46 seconds into the second, Hudson cracks the scoreboard. They lead 7-0. The kick to Chai High. Abear, the give, rather faking the give, and Abear across the 20-yard line up to the 22 as they ran that reverse action on the kickoff with Jalen Smith. But again, Sam Abear stopping and starting a little bit, just not quite able to use that sprinter speed.
I'd like to see them take advantage like they did against DC Everest of a lack of size that Hudson was putting out on their kick team and just go middle.
Yeah, they set up that return with the fake reverse after the reverse that time, so I think that was part of the game plan if they had two returns tonight.
Of course, hoping that they won't have any more kick returns, ideally. 11:04 to go in the first half. Chi High trailing 7-0 here on the road at Hudson. Giving the fullback up the middle, gain of a couple. up to about the 25.
Drake Dakin on the carry.
Drake Dakin on the carry there for Chi High. Second and 8 after the gain of 2. Ball on the far hash from the 25-yard line. Double wing, double tight for Chi High. Noah Potter under center. Potter with a man in motion. A give to Bolin. Bolin twisting his way past the 25-yard line up to the 27, maybe the 28-yard line.
It's actually Jalen Smith with that carry.
Jalen Smith, actually. I correct myself on the spot as well, too. I think they've got that up close to the 29.
They don't see LeMay in as much right now. He's still nursing that injury. He might come back in, but one thing you miss is his blocking ability on the edge. That's underestimated.
And LeMay had that ankle really taped up heavily before the game. So Jalen Smith and Bolin, the wingbacks, taking the fullback on 3rd and 4 from their own 29 for Chi High. Flip to Bolin. Bolin off the left side, picking his way across the 30-yard line up to the 35 as he'll move the chains for Chi High. A good tough run from the senior Jackson Bolin.
Offensive line got a decent push there. It was just kind of one of their basic bread and butter plays, and Bolin just tried to pick up first down, head of steam downhill.
When your car takes a big hit, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here with local pickup and delivery, complimentary estimates, towing, loaner vehicles, and assistance with insurance claims. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, your local choice for vehicle repair, tires, and detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Potter under center. Give off the left side. That's LeMay back out there, and LeMay dancing outside the numbers. Near the 38-yard line.
A little old-school play. Sam Hebert went for a crack block. He got the guy legally, and that pretty dang nice block to seal that left edge.
And again, we've seen this formation, Matt, a couple different times. Heard Chi High bring in, again, a little bit heavier, a couple fullbacks. They've got that package in again.
Yeah, I like that they're mixing it up a little bit, give the defense something to think about.
Hebert split out to the right. Potter back to pass, rolling out to his right. Potter flings it right side, almost intercepted at the 45-yard line. Hebert was in the area.
Broken up by number 27, Matthew.
But incomplete.
Once again, they had good coverage. Ill-advised pass, in my point of view. After that first one, you kind of might get a little overconfident sometimes.
And Hudson's got some good athletes on the back end. Tyler Lessard, but Ben Healy, sophomore out there, number 82 on our near sideline here. As the Cards will go empty backfield, 5 wide, trips right. Twins to the left on 3rd and 8 from their own 38-yard line. Potter calls for the ball, shoulder high snap. Potter back to pass, throws over the middle. He's got a man open at the 40-yard line, cutting across the 40, the 35, down to the 32. Chi High, a big pitch and catch. And that is Sam Hebert, Potter's favorite target throughout the season. And Hebert that time found a big gap.
He put Hebert and Bolin on the same side of the formation. My money's on one of those guys getting open.
Well, great anticipation by Potter, too. He threw it before he was open.
Yep, got the ball out quick. That was key on that one. Empty backfield.
Double wing, double tight formation, 1st and 10 from the Hudson 30. Chi High trailing 7-0, just over 8 minutes to play in the half. Give right up the middle to Dakin, and Dakin not a lot of room. Again, it's been pretty impressive for this Hudson defensive front, even after they graduated two just monsters on the defensive line from last year.
I will say the height of Hudson is less than in typical years. Typical years, they're 6 foot or taller across the board. So in their secondary, we may get some matchups later, with the exception of Lessard. He's pretty big beast over there.
6'4" and one of the best basketball players in the Big Rivers Conference as well. Cards again will go empty backfield. 3 receivers to the right, twins to the left. Noah Potter, the senior, on 2nd and 9, is going to keep it himself right up the middle, and Potter twists away from one defender. Can't quite get the first down. Spotted. We'll see where the knee went down, maybe near the 23-yard line. But the quarterback draw that time out of the empty set.
a good example of probably seeing something in the booth with some of our formations to see what other plays we can get. My guess is they saw how spread out they were when we went empty and tried to get something up the middle there.
Third and three. Jai High trailing 7-0, ball at the 23-yard line of the Hudson Raiders.
Look at your quarterback right now.
And going a wildcat look, and that's Sam Hebert. And Hebert with a burst inside the 10-yard line. Sam Hebert playing the Jackson LeMay spot in wildcat. We've seen LeMay score, I think, six times on two-point conversions going wildcat. And that time, Sam Hebert, I think his first snap at quarterback this season, Matt.
That's the first one I've seen. I'd like to see Sam just put his head down and run right through that kid, though. I know he can do it. He's a hockey player. He's a tough kid.
Cards now officially in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off, your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project with haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Four receivers to the Cardinals side here.
And Potter's going to keep it himself right up the middle. He'll break one tackle, push down to the 6-yard line.
Potter and the keeper.
And I don't know if you'd call that, Matt, with four receivers, is that kind of a diamond look on the far side? I don't know what to call it, but again, four wide on one side.
I'm sure Hustler's got some name for it. He gets very creative with some of the formations and stuff like that, just to really confuse the defense when we're actually running mostly the same play.
Second and goal now from the 6-yard line. Jai High trailing 7-0. Ball in the near hash, back to a double wing formation with Potter under center. Dakin behind him at the fullback. Give to Boland. Boland trying to cut outside left end, and he is ripped down in the backfield. Nowhere to go is number 52. Dawson Clymer once again in on the stop, and that'll make it third and goal for Chippewa Falls. Ball back near the 10-yard line, just inside, about the 9.5.
A lot of our linemen were the cardinal sin. They got up too high too early, and Hudson won the battle in the trenches there.
The last Chi High first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. Adam and the crew, ashleyconstruction.co. Third and goal from the 9-yard line for Chi High. Potter under center. Hebert split out, single coverage on the left side. Potter back to pass, floats it looking for Hebert, and no one was there. Hebert contending that he got held up. But now fourth and goal from the 9-yard line, and Chi High will go for three, it seems.
There was contact, there was a stumble. I don't know if it was one led to the other, but if I was Sam Hebert, I'd be saying the same exact thing. This is field goal unit. Erickson can hit this.
From the 9-yard line, line of scrimmage. About a 25-yard attempt here. 4:37 remaining in the half. Potter, the holder, snap spot, hold, the kick.
Got it.
Is good.
Needed that.
High on the board with 4:33 left. A 25-yard field goal makes it 7-3 Hudson. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Karani.
Welcome back to Chi High Football and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Matt Downey, Mike Thompson with Elena Haverson at the WOGO home base in Halley. 25-yard field goal by Erickson. Chi High's first points come with 4:33 to go In the first half, they trail 7-3. Now Erickson, the run-up and the boot. Long end-over-end driving kick. It bounces at the one and skips along the A of Raiders in the end zone here at Hudson. First and 10 coming up from the 20-yard line for the Raiders.
Underestimated piece of high school football is having a good kicker that can put it through the end zone. Just one less play your guys got to defend. Let's go.
Hudson came up empty their first possession, as did Chi High. But after the turnover by the Cards, Hudson able to punch it in eventually. On 4th and 7, a 20-yard touchdown toss from Cooper Adair to senior Tyler Lazard.
Thompson, were you insinuating that we didn't have a good kicker?
Correct.
Right up the middle. Minimal gain from Adair as Chi High not fooled by the fake. And Adair maybe gets a couple.
Got Patro over the top of Lassard. Patro is a solid DB. Loves to go up and make plays. Let's see if he can get something here over the top of Lassard.
2nd and 8 from the 22-yard line. Man in motion left to right. Give off the left side, cutting outside the numbers. Ushered out of bounds is Peyton Pingle. Hebert and Simon Fish in the area for the stop.
Great discipline on Hebert's part, staying with the blocker. Running back make a decision and then pushing him out.
3rd and 8, Hudson. Under 4 minutes to go, first half. Trips to the right. Adair back to pass. Sidearms it over the middle. Right at the stick, up at the 31-yard line. Jameson with the catch. And that should be enough to move the chains.
That's enough for a Hudson Raider. First down.
Clock will stop temporarily at 3:54.
Pretty friendly spot, in my opinion. He ran backwards to start.
The chains will move for Hudson, and the clock will move again. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Jameson in motion left to right. Adair keeps it himself, cutting inside one defender, and then he's pulled down by Colin Clary and a host of Cardinals near the 32-yard line. Inviting you to join WOGO Sports Toppers Pizza and Toys and Ford for one more free tailgate party before the Chi High and Menominee game. Next Friday night, October 18th, enjoy free pizza from Toppers and a Chi High stocking cap giveaway from Toys and Ford, plus your chance to win Micon movie passes and a $200 escape room adventure. More in a moment. Adair back to pass, flares it out right side into the flat, got a man at the 34-yard line, pushing forward up to about the 37.
Adair passing.
If you're going to draw up how to defend that bubble screen, I think that was it right there. The defenders for Chippewa Falls on the perimeter forced them back inside. Brett Krista, with great pursuit, came from the inside out and met him pretty much immediately.
They'll make it a 3rd and 3 for Hudson. Again playing tempo, right again back on the line. Adair rolling out to his left from the gun. Got a man across the 50-yard line on the toss. That's number 10, Will Pruzek. Adair on target, moves the chains with 2:36 to go. Again, the Toppers of Toys and Tailgate Party 1 week from tonight, October 18th, before that home finale against Menominee. Come early for all the fun, 5 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. on the east side of the parking lot at Duray near the tennis courts. For the Chi High 49, Adair, the give right up the middle, running hard inside the 45. And down to the 43-yard line is Peyton Pingle.
That was a cool little wrinkle. They've run that jet sweep out of that motion, and then that time he stopped on a dime and came back inside and more of an interior play.
And Hudson's had their offense rolling the last few weeks. There, the give right up the middle. Chi High stiffens up inside the 40-yard line.
Peyton Pingle.
Clary among others, but Peyton Pingle once again getting the call.
And that's enough for another Hudson Raider first down.
Chains move again for Hudson with 2:01 remaining here in the first half. Chi High trailing 7-3. Hudson will also receive the second half kickoff. Trips to the right, single receiver left. Cooper Adair sends a man in motion right to left. Adair keeps himself right up the middle. He cuts outside the hashes at the 30-yard line, 25. Adair to the 20-yard line, run out of bounds. Inside the 15, down to the 13-yard line on a gain of 26.
Hudson Raider, first down.
their version of the counter right there. They outmanned us on the edge and made us pay.
Hudson not wasting any time getting back to the line. 90 seconds to play in the half. They lead 7-3 over Chi High. Give on the jet action inside the 10 to the 5 to the end zone. Peyton Pingle touchdown Hudson with a minute 23 remaining. The Cardinals down 13-3.
Number 7, Peyton Pingle.
Peyton Pingle on the carry. And now for the PAT. Hudson trying to go up 14-3. Snap spot, the kick splits the uprights, and Chi High down 11 with 83 seconds remaining in the first half. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
When it comes to your car, you know what's scary?
Road salt.
Rust from harsh winter road salt and brine can destroy your vehicle's value. So call Rust Proofers. Wherever you may be in western Wisconsin, Rust Proofers comes to you with the most advanced rust proofing available, and their service is added to your vehicle history report to increase resale value. This year, don't be scared. Call Rust Proofers. Rustproofers.com.
1 minute, 23 seconds remaining in the half here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Matt Downey, Mike Thompson, your WOGO Sports crew, Chi High on the road at Hudson, trailing 14-3. The run-up and the kick, it's short, carrying over to the 15-yard line, and slipping and going down to a knee at the 22-yard line, Jalen Smith.
Smith on the return.
Chi High still has their full complement of timeouts and a minute 19 to work with. Hudson receives the second half kickoff. And Matt, it would seem, I don't know if points are a must on this drive, but it certainly makes the halftime conversations a bit more cheery.
Yes, they're not a must, but Chip was definitely capable with the weapons they have. The measure of a team is never getting knocked down. It's how you get back up. So we need to get back up right now, and be nice to do it right before halftime.
Typically, you get aggressive on first just to test the waters and see where you're at after that.
LeMay back out there on the near side, part of a three wide receiver set. Back to pass, Noah Potter. Potter, rainbows deep down the left sideline, and over the shoulder attempt at an interception near the 44-yard line falls incomplete. Good step-for-step coverage with Hebert, far side of the field.
Hebert.
Yeah, they tried Hebert with a little stop and go. 28 did a good job of staying over the top of him.
Again, that's Ben England. We've called his name a few times. Got the pick earlier. Minute 10 to go here, first half. Chi High, second and 10 from their own 23. Strips to the right, single receiver to the left. Noah Potter with a back to his left hip. Potter back to pass, throws over the middle, and sliding to make the catch at the 31-yard line is Jalen Smith. Clock continues to run after a gain of about six, maybe seven. Cards quickly back up to the line. Trips right, single receiver left. 53 seconds of counting. Potter back to pass. Potter looking over the middle. Now he's going to break and tame and go right up the middle for the first down.
Hold on to that.
Up to the 40-yard line. Noah Potter. Clock will stop temporarily with 45.1 seconds left. Again, Chi High, a full complement of timeouts, and I think they'll use one here. So we'll step out for 60 seconds as well. Back in 1 minute, Chi High football on WOGO Sports.
Hi,
I'm Dan Post with Post Glass and Mirror.
And I'm Dave Check with the Check Law Office.
You've heard our ads over the years on WOGO.
We wanted you to know how it all got started.
Dave and I played on Chuck Rakovich's first two BRC championship teams,
1987 and 1988.
Over the years, we continued to team up.
I've used Post Glass and Mirror for some pretty outstanding glass work in my home and office.
And we've used the Check Law Office for our legal needs.
We both continue to be huge fans of Chi-High Athletics.
And as football alums, Rako and the Cards will always have a special place in our hearts.
We advertise on WOGO during the games because WOGO brings the games to the fans.
Come to the games, listen to the games, support the Cards.
We will continue to support our community, our teams, and each other. That is what teammates do.
Thank you for supporting us over the years, and thank you for supporting the Cards.
Together, we are rooting for the Cards to have another outstanding season under Coach Rako.
Go Cards!
Welcome back. Chippewa Falls football on WOGO Sports on the road at Hudson Chi-High, trailing 14-3. A first and 10 from their own 40-yard line. Flip out to Hebert, far side of the field. He'll skirt down the sidelines, and Hebert tiptoes out of bounds near midfield. Cut down about a yard shy of the stick.
Jackson LeMay, once again, I know he's hobbling, but he really sealed that edge really well as a blocking receiver.
38 seconds left in the half. Chi-High with two timeouts left, trailing by 11.
Yeah, with your two timeouts, you can hit the middle yet.
Back in Chippewa Falls, McDonald leading Thorpe 35-0 with 5:41 to go in the first half there. Potter back to pass. Potter under some pressure, rolling out to his right, throws right, and skips it in the vicinity of Jackson LeMay.
Potter's pass is incomplete.
Under duress, Potter just had to ground that one.
I know that brings up third down, but of course, stopping the clock is a big priority. I don't know if LeMay would have gotten out of bounds, so clock stops, that's a good thing at this point.
And Chi-High trailing 14-3 with just under 33 seconds to play in the half. Couple timeouts, ball a yard shy of midfield. Hudson will receive the second half kickoff. Four wide, split evenly left and right for Noah Potter. Potter from the shotgun on third and one from his own 49-yard line. And Potter, a little miscommunication maybe in the backfield as they were going a read option look, and
looked like he wanted to pull the ball and run it himself.
And now it's a fourth and short with no gain on the play.
I think we're going to halftime, fellas.
And Chi-High with Potter standing over by the sideline, and Cards may go into the locker room and talk this one over. And they will. So we hit the half after two quarters complete here at Hudson. The home team leads your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 14-3. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. We'll have stats, highlights, analysis, and more. Chi-High trailing by two scores on the road. We're back with more on WOGO Sports.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's smart checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account by October 19, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
You've been waiting for the right time, the right season, the right price. Now is that time with select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Stop into AirTech Sports during Polaris Deal Days for up to $3,000 off select Ranger, Razor, General, and Expedition models. Polaris Deal Days, going on now. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details. All riders should take a safety training course. AirTech Sports, adventure begins here. Start now at airtechsports.com.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to halftime here at Hudson High School, where the Raiders lead your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 14-3. Well, here the halftime highlights coming up shortly, and also courtesy of Dave Hansen, get you some stats as well. But the biggest stat, most important one, Matt Downey, is that Chi-High trails 14-3, and this was a game that no one scored in the first quarter. Some sustained drives from both teams, but the Cards have not been able to punch one in, and Hudson, again, a critical interception early on in the season, or early on in the game, rather, and the Raiders were able to take advantage of that, and then, again, it's been a few big plays as well.
Absolutely. Chippewa has been, historically this year, great at getting turnovers. They've been standing the guy up at the line of scrimmage when they've been going middle. We just haven't been able to rip the ball out. That's been one of the keys to our wins that we've had this year is turnovers, and we need to try to get something going with that.
Again, the defense is facing a little bit of a different look on offense than they've seen this year. I don't know that they've seen anyone play with quite the tempo that Hudson has. Again, you see a lot of different looks in the BRC, but Hudson, again, has been very consistent with, again, getting to the line within just a few moments after the ball is spotted.
Yeah, with that tempo, you've got to be really disciplined at if you can get subs in. Some of our guys are going both ways, getting gassed. We got to make sure that we're getting subs in so they can't take advantage of it.
And on the offensive side, again, you and Mike alluded to this during the first half. Offensive coordinator Nolan Hutzler is trying to be pretty creative with some of his sets. Again, as he's got some of his mainstays like Jackson LeMay that's really battling injury right now too. And so trying to use the talent they have, but use it in different ways, things that haven't necessarily been put on tape yet.
When you're dinged up like this, sometimes you do have to get creative. I mean, you can only use what you have healthy.
And I think we've seen, too, a lot of almosts for Chi-High. Again, a couple runs from Sam Hebert, a run from Noah Potter on a quarterback draw where you think, hey, just one more broken tackle, one more block or something like that, that might be able to spring these from being a nice gain into a splash play, one of those explosive plays that you're looking for.
Yes, and that's where a 100% healthy Jackson LeMay comes in. He is a freak at breaking tackles. I've rarely seen running backs that are able to do that. Sometimes it's not to his greatest benefit because he's taken too many hits, but he is a very, very good, very tough guy to bring down.
What's going to start out in the second half is Hudson Ball, and so the Chi-High defense will be called upon to, again, stop this high-flying Raiders attack that really has started to hit their stride, as we talked with head coach Adam Cowles about earlier on in the pregame show on the Culver's Kickoff Show. They put up 449 total yards in that game against Superior last week. And on the other side, Matt, Chi-High with 420 yards of offense against DC Everest last week, but also they gave up 542 yards against the Evergreens. And so this defense has been back on its heels a little bit the last couple weeks.
Yeah, and that's where those turnovers come into play. We can't have that bend but don't break mentality all the time. Sometimes we have to just shut it down right now.
We'll see what Chi-High can do to start the second half. We'll come back in 3 minutes here, and we'll bring you your halftime highlights, stats, more analysis as well. That's all ahead in 3 minutes as Chi-High trails at the break 14-3 here at Hudson. We're back in three on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Sometimes it's good to wait. Like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite. Yow! Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regards.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it. And by then...
Oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wirzgalla. 839-0707 or Wirzgalla.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Welcome back to halftime here at Hudson, home of the Raiders. Set of this Big Rivers Conference football game, Chi-High trailing Hudson 14-3. Caleb Swenson, Matt Downey, and Mike Thompson, your WOGO Sports broadcast crew. We also have a WOGO crew back at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls, where McDonald leads Thorpe 42-0. That game live on Max TV with Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski, and Drew Smiski. So McDonald and head coach Mark Maloney setting themselves in a very good position to punch their ticket officially into the eight-player playoffs. And as we bring in Mike Thompson here, Mike, it's a game where, as Matt mentioned, we've been kind of waiting for the big play from Chai High on offense or defense, and just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, they're definitely trying. You know, they forced one to Jabo, who made an excellent catch. They had a reverse to Sammy. They tried a deep one to Sam that obviously got picked off. So they're trying, and, you know, traditionally we're the team that's 3, 4, 5 yards. That was our first drive, and but you can tell we're trying to get a big chunk play with our athletes. It's tough going up the middle right now, but I do feel good about the second half. If we can get some stops defensively, moving the ball, we're doing okay. It's just a matter of breaking one or two of those big ones.
Looking at the stats now, as well. Come back in a little bit, but again, an extensive halftime performance that we're hearing through the speakers here. So looking at the stats from Dave the Electric Pen Hansen, thank you so much to Dave for the stats here. First downs 10-7 in favor of Hudson. Total yards, Hudson 164 yards, Chai High 151. By Russ, Chai High 20 runs for 67 yards, 84 yards through the air. The other side for Hudson, they've run the ball 19 times for 98 yards and 66 passing yards. Chai High, 6 of 13 passing for Noah Potter with one interception. Hudson is still 6 of 6 through the air from Cooper Adair. And penalties, as Mike was mentioning earlier, just one for each team. One penalty for 10 yards for Chai High, one penalty for 15 yards for Hudson. Individual stat leaders, Sam Hebert, 2 receptions for 21 yards. Jackson Boland, 7 for 19 yards. Noah Potter, rushing yards is what we should be saying here. Hebert, 2 rushes for 21 yards. Boland, 7 for 19. And Noah Potter, 3 for 19 yards. On the other side, Peyton Pingle leading the way for Hudson. 9 carries for 62 yards for the talented junior. Receiving on the other side for Hudson, Tyler Lessard with 3 receptions for 27 yards, including that 20-yard touchdown reception on 4th and 7. Will Pruzek, 2 receptions for 33 yards for Chai High. Jackson Boland, 1 reception for 22 yards. Sam Hebert, 2 receptions for 18 yards. Jalen Smith, 2 for 12 yards. And 1 reception for 32 yards for Owen King.
Booster football program.
Chai High trails at the half, 14-3. We'll take another 3-minute timeout here on WOGO Sports, and we'll be back with the halftime highlights. We'll hear how the first half sounded. We're back in 3. This is Chai High football on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's an education, business or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got 2 heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Hudson High School at the half. Chi High trailing the Raiders 14-3. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights on WOGO Sports. Game time here, second and eight from the 45 of Hudson. Jalen Smith at a wing back. Back to pass is Potter. Potter floats it down the right side into triple coverage. Going up and making the catch.
Wow. You said triple coverage. I think there was four guys around him. That was a great catch.
Oh, my. Right at the line of scrimmage, maybe even lost half a yard.
Excellent trigger on that motion coming at him.
But Hudson right back on the ball. Second and 10 after no gain on the first play. Pruzek in motion left to right. They're going to give it to Pruzek. He's hit in the backfield, and he's pulled down right at the line of scrimmage.
Simon Fish doing a nice job filling from his secondary position.
Hudson. Again, they go lightning fast tempo here. Cooper Adair with two men joining him in the backfield, three wide receivers. Adair back to pass, heavy pressure. Adair is pulled down and sacked. Pulled down back near the 43-yard line. That was Drake Dakin.
That was a perfect
one, Matt, where you just, again, like Mike said, want to put it a little bit more toward the sideline.
Yeah, you throw that one where only your player can catch it. He was in great position. Good coverage.
First and 10 from the 37 for Hudson. Adair back to pass. Adair rolling out to his right under pressure. Now he's going to tuck it and run. Tries to break a tackle. Cannot get away from Petzka. And Petzka pulls him down for a loss.
That is one thing they will. Not a lot of teams will beat us in speed to the edge.
Forward yet. Adair going to keep it himself. Now bouncing it on the left side. Adair is hit and he's pulled down. Ripped down deep in the backfield, Simon Fish. A flag on the play as Twins to the left on third and eight from their own 38-yard line. Potter calls for the ball, shoulder high snap. Potter back to pass, throws over the middle. He's got a man open at the 40-yard line, cutting across the 40, the 35, down to the 32. Chi High, a big pitch and catch. And that is Sam Hebert, Potter's favorite target throughout the season. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. We'll take a three-minute break. We'll be back to get Matt and Mike's thoughts before the second half begins. Chi High trails 14-3. Hudson receiving the second half kickoff. We're back in three on WOGO Sports. This is Chi High Football.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook to order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
When it comes to your car, you know what's scary?
Road salt.
Rust from harsh winter road salt and brine can destroy your vehicle's value.
So call Rust Proofers.
Wherever you may be in western Wisconsin, Rust Proofers comes to you with the most advanced rust proofing available. And their service is added to your vehicle history report to increase resale value. This year, don't be scared. Call Rust Proofers. RustProofers.com.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's smart checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account by October 19, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech law firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
About a minute before the second half begins here at Hudson. Caleb Swenson, Matt Downey, Mike Thompson with you on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680. Live streaming and podcast at wogo.com. Chi High down 14-3. And starting with you, Matt, what does Chi High need to do to try to right the ship here in the second half? A game that feels a lot closer than that 11-point differential might indicate.
Well, just like you said, it really is a lot closer than the score says. Chi High has been moving the ball. They just don't need to get overexcited. Keep pounding the ball, moving it, and eventually good things are going to happen. They'll put one in and know that they can get back in the game by grinding it out. You don't always have to hit the home run.
And Mike Thompson, what are your thoughts with the second half?
I think defensively, you know, we got to get off the field on those third downs. I know Matt mentioned that already, but that's kind of been the thing that's, you know, bend don't break, and we're kind of really giving them a lot of extra plays. So getting off the field on third down defensively, and I think offensively, like Matt said, possess the ball, so no turnovers, and of course continue to move the ball. I think they got a good game plan. Let's just make sure we don't turn it over.
Chi High will start out on defense, barring a special teams miscue from Hudson.
I would also like to give a short shout out to one of Mike and I's friends that lost his dad recently. Timmy Rose is out there, and our prayers are definitely with you, bud.
Got Timmy, a 97 grad, Chippewa Falls football basketball guy.
Yep. He's also one of, you know, his dad Mike is also one of the guys that, you know, that's what's surprising. It's my first time on the radio. Mike always told me I had a face for radio. You know.
Again, I think one of the things that's so special about Chippewa Falls is how many have stayed or come back to this community and this program. And here, even during our commercial break, Post Glass and Mirror, Dan Post and Dave Check doing a commercial together, how they continue to support the Cards and the community, and it's one of the things that's special.
Oh,
about
absolutely.
Living in Chippewa Falls.
It is a great community. We've even got kids like Justin Howard from Menominee. When he comes home, he hangs out in Chippewa.
The run-up and the kick from Erickson on a bounce, fielded at the 10, straight ahead between the hashes and the 25, up to the 30-yard line. And spilled near the 32-yard line. England, I believe, on the return. Good starting field position.
Tackle by number 18, Mitchell.
For the Hudson Raiders, and they will lead 14-3. With the clock at, well, the clock's still rolling for some reason, but I think it stopped at 11:48 after the return.
Yeah, I don't know why that clock's running. It should not be.
I have no idea either. No one seems to have noticed yet.
They just stopped it now.
Cooper Adair. Late option pitch to Jamison, and Jamison, trying to evade a wall of white jerseys, will pick his way back to the line of scrimmage and get just beyond it. Jalen Smith in the area along with Brett Christen to force him out.
Force out of bounds by Smith.
Yeah, that clock ran an extra 15 seconds before they stopped it at 11:33 before that play. So just keep that in mind if this does come down to the final minute like we've seen so many other times here at Hudson. Adair fakes the pitch, then keeps it himself right up the middle. He will push the pile forward to about the 37, maybe the 38-yard line. Stout on the interior for Chai High. I think that was Siski at the bottom of that pile.
Here's that third down situation. We got to get off the field here.
Third and five for the Hudson Raiders.
Need to stay disciplined here on defense.
Ball at the 38. Adair with Petzka in pursuit. Throws left side. He's got a man wide open right across the stick at the 45. And pushed out of bounds.
Adair passed the lead to Aiden Jameson. And that's enough for
Aiden Jameson, number four, the 6-foot, 165-pound senior. So a couple nice plays here tonight for the Raiders. They'll move the chains on third down. First and 10 from the 48-yard line. Their side of the 50 for Hudson, leading 14-3.
Here comes that jet sweep.
Jet sweep right back to Jamison, and Jamison pushes his way into Chi-High territory, down to the 45, maybe the 44-yard line.
Jamison.
Cardinal first downs tonight brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. That's ashleyconstruction.co. The gain of 7 for Aiden Jamison. Jet sweep look. Adair keeps it himself, spinning by a couple tacklers for a first down up to the 40, down to the 39-yard line.
That's
moving pretty quickly here down the field with that 11-point lead. Raiders with the ball in the near hash, twin receivers on the right side. Pruzek in motion left to right. Adair gives right up the middle to Pingle, and Pingle running hard inside the 30-yard line. That's another Hudson first down. Inside the 30 to the 27.
You know, we talked earlier about being dinged up and stuff like that. That play right there is where we're missing a Jackson Martin.
And that's enough for a Hudson Raider first down.
And again, both teams have the opportunity at halftime to kind of identify maybe some of those weak spots and target them more specifically, and saw Hudson do that on that play. First and 10 from the Chi-High 27. 2+ minutes gone by third quarter. Give right up the middle again, and Hudson pounding down to the 21-yard line. That was Pruzek that time
Krista
on the stop.
On the tackle.
Brett Krista on the tackle for Chi-High. Peyton Pingle in that first half again. And 9 carries. Give off the right side this time. Cutting inside the 15-yard line to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. Aiden Jamison, 21-yard touchdown run off right end.
Aiden Jamison.
It's 20-3 Hudson.
They drove the ball well on that one, but I would like to see a little laundry on the field. Last time I checked, you can't hit a guy in the back when you're blocking.
But it goes unnoticed, unseen, yeah. And 20-3, the Raiders.
I hate to say it, too, because I'm one of the coaches that says if the ref didn't call it, it didn't happen.
Kick is good, and it's 21-3 Hudson. We'll see how Chi-High responds. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
You've been waiting for the right time, the right season, the right price. Now is that time with select 2024 Polaris models that are built to go and priced to move. Stop into AirTech Sports during Polaris Deal Days for up to $3,000 off select Ranger, Razor, General, and Expedition models. Polaris Deal Days, going on now. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details. All riders should take a safety training course. AirTech Sports, adventure begins here. Start now at airtechsports.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. Chi High down 18. Kick fielded by Boland, straight ahead across the 25 to the 30. Boland,
let's turn it
out. 35, 40, 45, goodbye.
See ya.
Jackson Boland, 90-yard kickoff return. Jackson takes it to the house, and Chi High, there's your response.
Boland on the return.
How about that? Right up the middle. You've been calling for it, Matt.
Well, you got to take what the other team gives you sometimes.
21-9 with 9:15, and back-to-back weeks, the Cardinals with a kick return.
Woke up our sideline, that's for sure. Got the boys back into the game.
Now Erickson for the PAT. Snap, spot, the kick, splits the uprights, and it's an 11-point ball game once again with a lot of game left. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Disagree.
Welcome back. Chi High Football on WOGO Sports. That did not take long. Chi High, after the Hudson touchdown, a 90-yard kickoff return by Jackson Boland. And they trail Hudson now with 9:15 to play in the third quarter, 21-10. Erickson drives the right leg into this kick, fielded at the 11-yard line on the near hash with a convoy to the 20, 25, 30. There's Jamison. Jamison down the sideline to the 50, the 40, the 35, the 30. Still on his feet. We'll see where he stepped out as he's ushered out of bounds inside the 25. They'll say he stepped out near the 36. And speaking of dangerous return men, Aiden Jamison, who took one to the house against Superior last week, puts Hudson right back in plus position. And the momentum continues to just shift back and forth.
With that speed option, we need our two middles to go get downhill right away. I know my old coach would have killed me if I wouldn't have been right on the back end of that pulling guard.
First and 10 from the 36, Cooper Adair. Looking for the option, instead keeps it himself, and he'll dive forward to get a couple yards off right end.
I know I said it earlier, but that way that guy carries that ball is out there. I'm waiting for a turnover here.
Again, it just seems like it could happen at any moment, especially on the option look.
Well, Chippewa boys have been really good at ripping that ball out of there.
Adair to Lassard, and Lassard in the flat. Rips it down the sideline for a first down.
The
6'4" senior.
And that's enough for a Hudson Raider first down.
That's just a little wide receiver screen. If that, I mean, it just turn, take the ball, and Lassard moves it from the 34 down to the 21, a gain of 13. Adair, option pitch. Got his man inside the 20-yard line. Jalen Smith ropes him down. Aiden Jamison traverses to the 16.
Number 12, Jalen Smith.
I'm starting to see something I'm really liking, too. Chippewa's defense is putting a hit on that quarterback, even after the pitch, carrying out a fake.
Gain of 5 on first down. Adair keeping it himself, and he's stormed back right at the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to go. Number of Cardinal defenders on that stop. I think Braden Jaquish may have been the first one.
Simon Fish coming downhill too, both of those. And those guys are hard-hitting kids.
Third and 5 from the 16. Adair back to pass. Now he's flushed out, rolling right. He's went to the end zone, and a toe-tapping catch. Kruzek just inside the pylon. And right back on the scoreboard, the Hudson Raiders. .739 to go in the third quarter. It's 27-10 Hudson as they respond to Chi High splash play. .16 toss from Adair to Pruzek. And the kick is good. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Chi High down 18, 7:39 to go third quarter. Back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Chi High football on WOGO Sports. Hudson comes right back. The 16-yard touchdown pass from Cooper Adair to Pruzek after Jamison with a big return. And the Cardinals find themselves down 3 scores again, 28-10. Kickoff sails out of bounds as Hebert will wisely let it go unassisted. And the Cardinals will have favorable starting field position.
I'm sure the special teams coordinator said, do not kick it to them, kick it anywhere but that.
And so instead they kick it to the chalk.
Illegal procedure, kicking team. First down on the 35-yard line.
So Chi High will have a first and 10 from the 35, looking for their first offensive score of the night. Time left with 7:39 to go yet here in the third quarter.
Got Sammy Hebert at wing back. He doesn't play that a ton. Maybe a little sweet play to him.
Boland at the left wing back position. Potter under center. First and 10 from their own 35 for Chi High, trailing 28-10. Give off the left side. Not a lot of room there, but a late flag. As Dakin is pulled down.
That's going to be a face mask.
At the 36. And, yeah, that should add some extra at the end of this one. Looks like just a 5-yard face mask. But turns a gain of 1 into 6 yards.
Well, it's a 15.
Oh, no, it is a 15. Excuse me.
15-yard
penalty. So that'll put Chi High into plus territory. We'll join WOGO Sports, Toppers, Pizza, and Toys and Ford for one more free tailgate party before the Chi High Menominee game next Friday night. Enjoy free pizza from Toppers and a Chi High stocking cap giveaway from Toys and Ford. Plus, your chance to win Mycon movie passes and a $200 escape room adventure. The Toppers and Toys and Tailgate Party next Friday from 5 to 6:30 p.m. east side of the parking lot near the tennis courts. Come early for all the fun. Flip to the right side. That's Boland. Boland trying to turn the corner outside the numbers with a flag coming from behind the play as Boland is checked out of bounds at about the 48-yard line. But it looks like this one is likely coming back, and that is the hold indication from the referee far side of the play.
Yeah, anytime you stick your hands up in the air after they throw the flag, we pretty much know you're the guilty party.
Offense.
Well, from joint replacements to neurosurgical procedures, chronic pain management to the treatment of sports injuries, the exceptional team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is committed to the highest standard of orthopedic brain and spine care in western Wisconsin. Locations in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, online at CVOSM.com. That's CVOSM.com. Chi High. Now behind the sticks here, ball spotted back at their own 41-yard line. They'll go spread. Trips to the left, single receiver right. Potter pistol look in the backfield. Sends Bolin out to the left flat. Flares it out there to Bolin. Bolin at the 40-yard line, to the 45, to the 50. Dancing past the tackle. Bolin, he still goes to the 40-yard
still
line.
Still going.
He turns. He's got a block.
Turn it
on. To the 30, to the 25. Bolin still going inside the red zone. Jackson Bolin, got to get the ball.
That play didn't start out great with the snap kind of getting fumbled. Potter did a good job of just getting it out of his hands. Bolin did the rest.
I don't know if you remember last year, Bolin had one of those runs too where the whole team stopped because they thought he was down, and he went for six.
Now Chi High just inside that Johnson Roloff red zone, about the 19-yard line. Johnson Roloff, your local Roloff dumpster service.
Got Colin Clary getting some offensive snaps. He's typically an outside backer for us.
That's Sam Hebert.
Hebert at quarterback again. Hebert splitting it out to the 15-yard line, to the 10. Hebert dives inside the 10-yard line, very close to another Chi High first down. Again, mentioning the Johnson Roloff red zone. That's where the Cardinals are in right now, trailing 28-10, but a flag on the play. Johnson Roloff, again, makes recycling easy with dumpsters for any size project. Holloway and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRolloffService.com, but the Cards may have just pushed themselves back out of the Johnson Roloff red zone as this appears to be another hold.
Receivers and DBs, they typically get out and block for each other. They take a lot of pride in that, and sometimes when you're out in space, you get a holding call.
Well, they marked that one off from the 9-yard line, so we'll actually go back to the 19. 5:51 to go here, third quarter. Chi High trailing 28-10, but driving here. Hediger out there in the slot. Now he'll rotate into the backfield and go over to the slot on the right side, rather. So trips on the right. Twins to the left. Empty backfield for Noah Potter. From the 19-yard line. Potter back to pass. Now he's going to keep himself right up the middle. Potter evades a couple Hudson defenders. Traverses down to the 12-yard line for a gain of 7.
One thing about having multiple guys play offensively is sometimes it's hard to get assembled quickly. We had about 1 second left before that snap, before a delay of game pushing us back further. So we've got to kind of keep an eye on that.
Potter managed the game very well, though. Did a good job for what he had to do, recognizing different formations and stuff like that. They're throwing a lot at him.
Hard to go back to the double wing formation here. Second and 3 from the 12-yard line of Hudson, trailing by 18. Bolin in motion left to right. Give to Dakin right up the middle, and Dakin pushes his way inside the 10-yard line. It's first and goal, Chi High.
Use the Bolin motion. Try to get the linebackers to slide with him. And Dakin, as he does so well, picks and chooses his way up the middle.
4:58 and counting in the third quarter. Chi High trailing 28-10. Trying to
we gotta finish
a
drive.
Couple scores here. Double wing, double tight. First and goal from the 7. Bolin in motion left to right. The give to Bolin, following his blocking, picking his way inside the 5-yard line, bursting toward the end zone. Touchdown! Jackson Bolin missed the goal line and would not be denied. And it's 28-16, Hudson, as Chi High creeping closer. Jackson Bolin, his 10th total touchdown of the season.
Sam Hebert with an excellent kickout block at the end. That's who Jabo cut off of, got across the goal line.
So Boland, his 2nd touchdown.
Doing a good job just putting his foot in the ground and taking what the defense gave him, cut it up and go.
28-16. Here's to Castillo for the extra point. He will split the uprights, and Chi High back within 11, 28-17. We're back in 60 seconds. Chi High football on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Backside guy at middle, I would stunt.
Welcome back to Chi High Football and WOGO Sports. Jackson Bolin, I'll correct myself, his 11th total touchdown of the season. This one from 7 yards out. First offensive touchdown of the game for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. As they trail 28-17.
Take a hop.
Bouncing kick, fielded at the 16-yard line, straight ahead. Up to the 30, maybe the 31-yard line. One of the upbacks for Hudson. And that's where the Raiders will start, 1st and 10. Chi High got their first offensive touchdown moments ago and now looking for a stop as this Raider offense has been rolling.
Ian Denning was a hair away from making a big stop on about 10 yards further deep. A good hustle for Ian on that kickoff.
4:28 left to play in the third quarter. Third quarter moving a little more slowly than in the first quarter, where basically 2 drives, one from each team, took up the entire clock.
Nice.
Give right up the middle and pulled down. Nowhere to go. Braden Jaquish.
Jaquish on that one read it perfect. Didn't get his eyes in the backfield. Had a pulling guard and was right behind him.
Jaquish got the big hit. Petzka was in on getting the feet, too. 2 guys right in on it.
No gain on the play, 2nd and 10, Hudson from their own 32. Adair, option look left side, late pitch, turning the corner at the 30-yard line. Whoa. And a big hit, what a wallop at the 33-yard line. Brett Krista says hello. Peyton Pingle goes down hard.
Great pursuit angle, Brett Krista seeking out contact. Great play.
3rd and 9, Hudson. From their own 33-yard line.
Get off the field on 3rd down here, fellas.
Little sense of pride, too. The last 2 plays were made by the middle linebackers.
Back to passes, Adair. Adair floats it out left side. Got a man open. Reaches up, and did he haul that in? Yes, he did. At the 47-yard line. Aiden Jamison on 3rd and long moves the chains for Hudson. And he was just running free. And now the Raiders right back to the line. Again, it was a 3rd down conversion that sparked their last drive. Flare out pass left
backwards
side.
Pass.
It's a backwards pass, potentially out of bounds.
Sorry.
The officials are going to say incomplete. It was right along the border of potentially being backwards.
That official was right on it. I don't have a good angle. I was just hopeful at that point.
Well, either way, our guys have to be on that ball just in case.
3:26 left to play in the third. Chi High trailing 28-17. Hudson with the ball on their own 47-yard line. 4 wide, split evenly left and right. Pingle in the backfield with the quarterback, the junior Cooper Adair.
That's a lot of movement on their offensive line not to be throwing some flags out there.
Adair takes a shoe-high snap. Now he flushed out to his right, evading tacklers. He's pulled down and sacked back near the 40-yard line.
He did a little swim move with his throwing hand and was very lucky to keep that ball.
That looked like Braden Hagman on the stop for Chi-High.
Braden Hagman likes to make defensive plays on this field as well.
And now it's third down once again. Third and 17 for Hudson. They'll jump right back on the ball. Spotted at their own 40. Adair sending a man in motion. That's Jamison. Adair flares it out to Lessard. And it's, I don't know, did that carry him off the hand of Lessard and ended up near Jamison? Either way, it's incomplete. And Hudson was forced to punt.
Colin Clary got in as a defensive lineman on that play. Absolutely beat his offensive player and put some pressure on that quarterback to throw it early.
So it's been a bit, but Hudson will be punting. Pressure is moderate. Kick high up into the lights. Fielded by Jalen Smith at the 25-yard line. And Chi-High trails by 11. 2:42 to play. And again, one of the maybe downsides of this tempo offense for Hudson, Matt, is that when you're trying to protect a lead, but you're playing so fast, you leave a lot of time left. And so Chi-High, again, we just keep going back to there's a lot of game left for the Cards to get these two scores they need to jump back in front.
Yeah, absolutely. And with Chi-High's weapons, they're in the games right down to the end. They can put it on you fast. Let's just hope they can grind some out here, too.
We got off the field. That was good. Got off field on third down. Now the O needs to come to play now.
Single receiver right, trips to the left. Potter from the gun. Flares it out to Hebert. Hebert at the 20, the 25, the 30-yard line, reaching out for a stiff arm, and Hebert's pulled back near the 30-yard line after a gain of 5 on first down.
Complete for number 5, Sam Hebert.
2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Coming up in our post-class post-game show, we'll name the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers. Defending your vehicle against rust, your Rust Proofer service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. Give Paul a call. Rust Proofers in Chippewa Falls. Second and 6, Chi-High. They'll mark it at the 29. So a gain of 4 on first down. Three receivers right, single receiver left. Bolin leaking out of the backfield. They'll flare it out to Bolin in the flat, right side. Bolin, past the 30-yard line to the 35. Look out, there goes Jackson Bolin, 40, 45, 50. And Bolin, another explosive play.
Yeah, they're doing a very good job of getting the ball in the hands of their athletes in space.
Just seems like good things happen when Jackson Bolin gets his paws on the football. Ball spotted right at midfield.
I'll reiterate, the blocking downfield has to be tight and good when you have those plays on the perimeter. So our receivers are taking a lot of pride in that still.
Chi-High twin tight ends, double wing formation. Man in motion left to right. Give off the left side. That's Hebert. Hebert trying to turn the corner at the 50. Big hit. As
Hebert
heads into Hudson territory. Gets 3. He bounced off that hit, but my goodness, I don't know if that was Lessard who came in, but he really put a wallop on Sam Hebert.
I think Hebert put a wallop on him. That kid went to the ground, and Hebert was still standing.
Yeah, final Sam, he didn't even know.
Dakin will check out. I think Owen King back into the game for Chi-High. Gain of 3. Hebert split out to the left. Trips to the right. Pistol look in the backfield. Now Potter will send Bolin out to the right. Potter going to keep it himself straight up the middle. Puts the shoulder down at the 45-yard line. They may say the knee went down. And they will spot it at the 45. So third and 5 for Chi-High. Trailing 28-17, final 86 seconds of the third quarter.
Yeah, so delayed runs like that with Potter keeps the defense at bay. It keeps the linebackers kind of froze instead of going out into pass coverage. It might open up our middle later in the game.
Hudson did tighten up defensively that last play. Might be able to get something over the top here.
And kind of that diamond four receiver set in the slot to the right side. King to the left side. Pass out in the flat to Jalen Smith. And he'll twist past the 40-yard line down to the 37, maybe 38, Jalen Smith.
Sam Hebert with a pancake right there. Offensive lineman would be proud for you, bud.
And again, you love it when your skill players take pride in doing the hard-nosed stuff.
Sam definitely put on the foil for that play.
A nice job there by Jalen Smith, yards after contact. Final 35 seconds of the third quarter. Chi-High, first and 10 on the Hudson 37. Double wing, double tight. Give to the fullback. And twisting inside the 35-yard line for Chi-High is Drake Dakin. Down to the 34. We'll see if the Cards run another play here or they're content to take it to the quarter and switch ends. 10 seconds left in the third quarter. 28-17 Hudson. Cards rush one up to the line. We'll see if they run a play here. With 2 seconds with 1 second, and they will run one more play. Give off the left side. That's Hebert running hard inside the 30-yard line. Cuts inside a tackle, and he's very close to a Chi-High first down as the third quarter ends. We go to the final frame. Don't go away. We could have yet another good one brewing here in Hudson. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Chi-High Football, WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Matt Downey up in the booth here at Hudson. Mike Thompson on the sideline. Chi-High trails 28-17. Our producer and board operator, Elena Halverson, at the WOGO home base in Halley. We head to the final 12 minutes of regulation here. Cards down 11, a third and one on the 28 of Hudson. Double wing, double tight end. Some early movement from the tight end on the right side, and that's going to make third and one, third and six.
False start. Pass. 5 yard penalty. Third.
Again, two downs. You figure to get a first down here. Too far out for a field goal. Chi-High will sub. Couple players in with the ball spotted on the far hash back near the 33-yard line. Third and six. Single receiver right, that's Hediger. Twins to the left. Potter from the pistol.
Hudson's scrambling a little defensively.
Potter back to pass, flushed out to his left. Potter in trouble, and he's taken down. Back near the 40-yard line. They'll spot it at the 39. And a very promising drive for Chi-High will now be facing a fourth and long.
Penalties are a killer.
You got to consider going for it here and trying for a deep one. Even if it does get intercepted, it's essentially a punt.
Chi-High just had their first stop of Hudson in quite a while and a promising drive here. A third and one starting to approach the red zone, becomes a third and six, becomes a fourth and 12. Cards will go for it. From the 40-yard line, just inside it of Hudson. Potter with four receivers. Potter, the senior, back to pass, heavy pressure, and he is taken down and sacked again. At the 45-yard line, the Raiders just pinned their ears back. Now 11 minutes to go in the game, and Chi-High down 28-17.
Climber.
Desperately needing another stop, as you figure at this point you just cannot afford to give up a score. Both of these teams 3-2 in Big Rivers Conference play, tied right now with Menominee for third in the conference behind Rice Lake and conference leader New Richmond. Hudson a 1st and 10 from their own 45-yard line. Given Peyton Pingle, ripped down in the backfield. Colin Clary pulls him to the turf for a loss of 5.
Tackle by number 10, Colin Clary.
Yeah, this is where you got to realize they're going to try to take time off the clock. Oh, they're still going to hurry up. That's surprising.
2nd and 16 now. Adair right up the middle, turned back at the 40-yard line. They may give him forward progress to the 41. But it's going to be 3rd and about 15 for the Hudson Raiders.
It's a really important play for the Cardinals. Get off the field. I know we've said it on 3rd down, but considering these circumstances, 4th quarter, down 2 scores, this is big.
3rd and 14, Hudson from their own 41. Jamison in motion. Now they'll look back to the sideline. Again, a rarity tonight here for Hudson, taking a little time off the clock here. Adair from the gun. Cooper Dare, the junior, heavy pressure, throws a screen, got Lassard, and Lassard, a good tackle right in front of his own bench. Pulled down by Drake Dakin, 5 yards shy of the 50. And 10 yards short of the first down. Clock will stop at 9:49. And Hudson will be punting once again.
Be nice if Jalen can get a good return here. He's been fair catching, but let's see if we can get a good return.
Ellen Becker to punt. Heavy pressure. Punt high in the air, and Jalen Smith's going to let it sail out of bounds.
Great tackle on that 3rd down. Did exactly what he had to do when went low.
And this one is going to come all the way up to the 33-yard line. So pretty decent starting field position for the Cards.
Hey, defense did exactly what they needed to do. 3 and out after turning the ball over on downs. Gave the offense another chance.
9:43 to go in the game. Chi-Hi trailing 28-17. They'll start 1st and 10 at their own 33-yard line. Update from back home in Chippewa Falls. McDonald blanks Thorpe 55-0 tonight.
Now we just need a good, clean drive and minimize mistakes.
Ball will be spotted here in the near hash for Chippewa Falls. Trying to play spoiler on senior night here at Hudson. Potter sends Hediger out wide to the right. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. Noah Potter from the pistol. Jalen Smith in motion left to right. Give right up the middle. Bolin fights his way across the 40-yard line up to the 45. Jackson Bolin. So dangerous with the ball in his hands. On the ground, through the air. Special teams. The Augustana commit. 1st and 10, Chi-Hi from the 45-yard line. Their side of the 50. 9:22 and counting. Here in the 4th quarter. Hebert single coverage against England, wide to the left. Jalen Smith, jet sweep motion. Noah Potter keeps it himself, and he will run hard up to about the 50-yard line.
Clymer and Dunbar.
I know we're not quite in panic mode right now, but getting the play into our QB at a fairly efficient manner would be a good idea.
Chi-Hi will hustle back to the line. Trips left, single receiver right. Potter from the gun. Flares it out left side. That's Hebert. Hebert makes one man miss, but not the 2nd and 3rd, as he's pulled back to the original line of scrimmage. And it's 3rd and long for Chi-Hi.
Nehemiah Dunbar.
Dunbar on the stop for the Hudson Raiders.
I know it's not good on the clock, but I would have continued to just run up the middle at their linebacker with the cowboy collar on. Anytime you got one of those, I know there's a weak spot.
Chi-Hi now with the ball on the far hash. Trips to the right, single receiver left. 3rd and 9 from their own 46-yard line, trailing by 11. 8 minutes to go in the game. Potter takes a waist-high snap. Throws deep down the left sideline, looking for Hebert, and Hebert reaches up, not able to pull it in. Again, great coverage on the play. England in the area. And that's kind of a rarity, but England's been able to stay with Hébert step for step for most of the night.
I don't want to sound like a homer, but 28 got away with quite a bit of hands work there.
And Chai Hai with 7:55 to play here in the fourth. We'll be punting it away, presumably. Fourth and nine from their own 46. Peyton Pingle back to receive this one, standing at his own 19-yard line. Snap to Clary. Clary, a line drive punt, and Pingle's going to catch it over his head at the 12-yard line. Now trying to go all the way across the field. Breaks one tackle, then another, and ushered out of bounds at the 21, maybe the 22-yard line. Stop on the play by a couple different Chai Hai defenders, including Mitchell Prosecki. 7:43 remaining now in the game. Chai Hai trailing 28-17 as the defense is, Matt, tightening up a bit here.
Yeah, I'd like to see them ripping at the ball a little more, though. They're standing them up fine, but then they need to get that ball on the ground.
Cards have yet to force one of those critical turnovers. They were so adept at it, particularly last week. Adair right up the middle.
Wow.
And that looked like a late pitch. Ball almost came out.
He was stood up, and he looked back and saw his running back standing there, flipped it to him. Lucky that he was heads up and on that, but that was a really, really risky play.
To be honest, if I'm head coach Adam Cowles, I'm calling my quarterback over and saying, please don't do that again. We're up 11.
This is this young man, number 16, started out the year as the backup quarterback. Their starting quarterback was more of a runner. He got injured, broke his foot, and this guy's in, and he's a very, very good quarterback.
Have to deal with him next year as well. Cooper Adair, option look, the pitch left side, and fighting his way toward the 30-yard line. New ball carrier, number 9 for Hudson. And that's Daniel Dufek, 6 foot, 200-pound senior. Under 7 left to play here. Peyton Pingle subs back in. Hudson taking a bit more time off the clock now. 56 seconds away from the halfway point of the fourth quarter. First and 10, the Raiders from their 32-yard line, leading 28-17. Adair keeps it himself right up the middle. Drake Dakin turns him back at the 33-yard line. Colton Petzka.
Cooper Adair on the carry.
Siski in on that stop, too.
Tackle by number 95 and number 20.
No gain on the play. Second and 10 from the 32. Trips right. And in motion, that's Jamison. The give to Jamison evades one tackle in the backfield and turning the corner. Jamison with a flag coming from behind the play. Jamison still loose at the 40-yard line, up to the 45, maybe the 47. But this one should be coming way back. That flag is thrown in the area of a hole, and it is indeed. And so that'll send Hudson back deeper into their own territory.
Petzka, usually a sure tackler, just slipped off of him for a loss there, but ended up getting positive yardage. Holding will bring him back, though.
Again, a reminder, while we have a stoppage here, join WOGO Sports, holding. Toppers Pizza, and Toyson offense. Ford for a free tailgate party next Friday night.
Second down.
Before the Chai Hai Menominee game, Toppers Pizza of Chippewa Falls bringing even more pizza this time. Enjoy that free slice of pizza from Toppers while supplies last. Chai Hai stocking cap giveaway courtesy of Toyson Ford, plus your chance to win Micon movie passes and a $200 escape room adventure from Tactical Escape 101. Again, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. The Toppers and Toyson tailgate party east side of the DeRay parking lot near the tennis courts next Friday evening.
Race Polacek jumps into the game.
Haven't called his name yet tonight. Jamison in motion left to right. Cooper Adair pops one over the middle. Could have been intercepted maybe as it's
Colton Petzka.
Petzka had a paw on that.
If you can't get the pressure on the quarterback, you got to get those hands up on a pass. That was a great play.
Stop the clock, too.
Petzka at 6'4", using that length well. Third and 20 for Hudson from their own 22-yard line.
Got to get off the field here.
I know it's in the program, but if he's 6'4", I got some oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you.
Give on the jet sweep look, trying to turn the corner at the 25-yard line and pulled down very quickly by Jake Wish and others.
Oh, and Hediger did a nice job wrapping him up, too.
Hediger in on that stop, I believe it was Prusek on the carry. So under 6 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Jalen Smith on the return.
Hagman almost got this last one. Let's see if he can get through free again.
Alan Becker will be standing at his own 14-yard line on the near hash. Third straight punt forced by the Chi-High defense. Hudson letting the clock trickle away here. Pretty high snap. Pressure is moderate. Angled kick picked up by Jalen Smith. 42-yard line. Smith angling outside the numbers at the 50-yard line. And he is checked into the Hudson sideline in plus territory. First and 10 Chi-High from the 47-yard line. Guards need a quick score, of course, here. And setting themselves up in a good position to do that. Full complement of timeouts for both teams as well.
Defense got him off the field. I know the clock is ticking now, so we got to start thinking about timeouts, score, go for two, onside. All those things are coming into play here.
What could we have in store for the final 5 minutes, 18 seconds here of this game that both teams would love to have? Again, Hudson going to Rice Lake next week. Chi-High battling Menominee at Duray. Whoever wins this one tonight cements their postseason appearance. Potter back to pass. Potter going left side through a jump ball and knocked down at the 25-yard line. Abear, one-on-one coverage again. It looked like England.
Defended by
pass coming a little bit inside near the hash, and England able to knock it away. Sam coming back to the huddle, I think, thinks he should have got that one, but would have been a tough play. Clock stops at 5:12. Second and 10. Chi-High from the Hudson 47. Hebert split out wide to the left. Jalen Smith and Hediger out there as well. Bulland on the right side. Potter from the shotgun takes a numbers high snap. Potter over the middle, got his man right at the stick. Should be enough for a first down. That's Jalen Smith once again. Smith maybe his best game offensively. Third and short. The Cardinals running a player onto the field a little bit late. That's Clary. Potter on third and short. Potter back to pass on third and short. Potter stepping up in the pocket, rolling out to his right, and he's dragged down. I'm not sure if he got to the first down. They may say his knee went down. And so it is fourth and short.
Brings up fourth down.
With 4.5 minutes and the clock still rolling. And Chi-High subbing out once again. To a heavier package here. Fourth and about half a yard. Potter under center, and now a flag flies again. And I don't know, Matt, if it's all this subbing in and out, but Chi-High had that critical false start on a third and short earlier on this half, and now a fourth and one becomes a fourth and six.
Yeah, penalties will kill you. The offensive line, if you notice, came to the ball right away and put their hand to the ground. At that point, they can't pick it up. So they were sitting there the whole time the subs were going in and out.
Clock still rolling under 4 minutes to play. This is a must-have for Chi-High. Fourth and six from the 43-yard line of Hudson. Twin receivers left, now trips to the left. Single receiver right, that's Jackson Boland. Potter, and now a timeout taken.
Nope.
No?
Delay a game.
Delay a game penalty.
Yep. Fourth and six will become fourth and 11.
Fourth down.
Chi-High just making their task much more difficult now. 3 minutes, 42 seconds left in a 28-17 ball game. The Chi-High defense has stepped up. The last three possessions forced three punts. the offense has not been able to find the end zone yet after cutting the deficit to 11. Fourth and 11 from the Hudson 48 for Chi High. 3:22 left. Potter calls for the ball. Potter standing tall in the pocket. Holding, waiting. Now Potter's going to leave the pocket to the 45, to the 40, and he's going to be tucked out of bounds. 4 yards shy of the stick. Potter had a lot of time as Hudson chose to play coverage. And a turnover on downs brings it back to the Raiders with 3:10 to play. Three timeouts left for Chi High.
Well, like Mike said earlier on fourth down, pre-snap Potter should have thought to throw the ball. If it gets picked off, it's just like a punt.
And that situation, Chi High needed to keep the drive going undoubtedly, and now even as fast as Hudson moves offensively, the clock is really not on your side. Give right up the middle.
You start taking timeouts here, I'm guessing.
Jake Wish and Krista on the stop. Under 3 minutes to play. Coach Rakovich still has all three timeouts. His team trailing 28-17, been needing some magic on the road here. As Hudson looking for that all-important fourth conference win. Chi High is not able to stage an incredible comeback here. They'd be looking for that fourth win at home next week against Menominee. Second and 9, Hudson from their own 43-yard line. Jamison in motion left to right. Cooper Adair give off the left side, turning the corner to the 45 to the 50-yard line is Peyton Pingle. Pingle knocked out of bounds about a yard shy of the first down marker. Clock will stop at 2:23. After the game, we'll have the Postglass postgame show brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. The Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap and the Russ Proofers defensive player of the game, along with analysis highlights. Chat with head coach Chuck Rakovich. 2 minutes, 23 seconds remaining. Chi High down 28-17, a third and one Hudson from the Cards' 49-yard line. Adair in motion. Give to Jamison, and he's cut down. Jamison knocked down about a half yard shy of the stick, and Chi High will take a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds. Chi High football on WOGO.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 2 decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Welcome back. Chi High Football and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson along with Mike Thompson and Matt Downey. Elena Haverson, our WOGO board operator, back at the home base in Halley. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Fourth and one for Hudson from the Chi High 49-yard line. It appears the Raiders are going to go for it here to potentially put this one on ice. Cooper Adair, their junior quarterback.
It's gut check time. We got to stop him here if we want to be in the game.
And 2 minutes, 14 seconds left. Cardinals just used their first timeout, so a couple left.
Not sure what's going on here.
And the officials are holding up play here. And
usually you don't exactly like to come sure out and why. Show your formation or your defensive assignments, and then they can signal in something different. And I think they're trying to get up top to tell them change the time, maybe? I'm not sure.
Clock keeper, can you please put 218 on the clock?
218, technically. As long as we're changing the clock, it'd be nice to have those 15 seconds back as well from earlier. Now the clock says 21.8. At some point in the near future, I would assume it'll be changed back. Chi High trails 28-17 here at Hudson. Now 2:18 on the clock, and we are set to begin. Fourth and one. Hudson from the 49-yard line of Chi High. Adair with a man in motion. Adair's going to keep it himself off the left side. He turns the corner. He's got the first down and a lot more. Adair inside the 30-yard line. Still loose to the 25 and a hold back near the 50-yard line. And that changes everything. As you mentioned, Mike, because as the official very quickly on the call there, hold against the Raiders. And now fourth and one becomes fourth and 11 back inside your 40. And you figure now it's punted away to Jalen Smith.
I watched that play develop kind of where the official was watching, and it was a hold probably three different times, and he called it on number three. The third time he looked at that play.
That's the dangerous thing when you start running outside. Those blockers are
holding. Offense.
Out in the open.
10-yard penalty. Still fourth down.
So after they mark this one off, it'll be fourth down, but 11 seconds off the clock.
They got to punt this, don't they?
I can't imagine that Coach Cowles would roll the dice that much in an 11-point ball game, especially the way their defense has been playing.
Yeah, they got to play field position right now.
Yeah, I'd punt it out of bounds. I wouldn't let Jalen touch it. He's electric.
So Ellen Becker will stand just beyond his own 30-yard line on the near hash to punt this one away to Jalen Smith. We stand at his 25. Clock ticking under 2 minutes to play. And Hudson will continue to let it roll down as much as possible. At a minute 52. Clock still rolling as Ellen Becker continues to wait. Now the snap comes. Pressure is moderate. High kick. And Jalen Smith's going to have a chance. To the 25-yard line, to the 30, trying to twist away from one tackle. Can't get away from the second. He's up to about the 32-yard line with a flag flying from behind the play. That could make Chi High's task a little bit more difficult. Minute 32 on the clock. It is a hold against Chi High. They have two timeouts left, trailing by 11. Again, Matt, you're looking at the necessity for a very quick score. And then probably that two-point conversion. And an onside kick and a field goal if you want to try to tie this one up.
Well, last year was the first time that we debuted that reverse to Sam Hebert. I think that one went for six.
See what the Cards have up their sleeves here. First and 10 from their own 22-yard line. 78 yards to go. Trailing by 11. Minute 32 left. Potter with an empty backfield. Potter back to pass. Flares it out to Boland. And one hops it to him. Nope. Did he pull that one in? But knee went down.
His knee was on the ground.
So the clock keeps rolling. Empty backfield again. Five wide for Noah Potter. Minute 17 to go. Potter takes a waist-high snap. Potter dancing in the pocket, rolling out to his right, throws it down the right sideline, jump ball, and Jalen Smith pulled that in. Jalen Smith landing hard on his back. And the 45-yard line, and Smith's going to try to shake that one off as he just went up and snatched it. Just over a minute to play. Ball now at the 44-yard line. There's out of the 50 for Chi High. Empty set once again. Potter rolling out to his right, being flushed, and throws it out of bounds right in front of Jackson Boland. Clock stops at 56.9.
Yeah, that was kind of a clock stop and toss. Just didn't want his guy to have to catch it and get hit, so threw it out of bounds, skipped it out of bounds.
Still two timeouts left for Chippewa Falls, trailing 28-17. It's been more of a defensive fourth quarter. Cards certainly have a few plays penalty-wise they'd love to have back after committing just one penalty in the first half. Potter back to pass on second and 10. Potter flares it right side. Got Jalen Smith again. Smith trying to fight his way out of bounds. He will not. Clock will temporarily stop just inside the 35-yard line down to the 34. 50.2 on the clock. Chi High right back to the ball. Now the clock's rolling at 49 seconds. Potter back to pass in an empty set again. Clears it deep down the left sideline, looking for Hebert. Knocked away, incomplete. Hebert again, one-on-one coverage. The safety shading over, and England knocks it loose.
Ben England.
That was a nice toss because Potter gave Sam a chance to catch that. Threw it over to the top, gave it some air underneath it. That 28 made a really nice play for Hudson.
It's just been a phenomenal battle, a one-on-one matchup between Hebert and England throughout the game.
One interception. I've been very impressed with Potter. He throws a good ball.
Potter on second and 10, flares it right side. He's got Boland tiptoeing out of bounds.
Especially for not playing last year. He's coming in and slinging it around the way he has been. It's been great.
Now with 37.3 seconds left, Chi High has the ball at the 33-yard line, excuse me, the 28. On a third and four. Clock stopped at 37.3. Potter again with five wide. Noah Potter, the senior. Heavy rush. He's going to go deep down the left sideline. Over the shoulder interception in the end zone. Well, that pass sailed just a little bit.
Ben England on the
England with his second pick of the night.
Sometimes you speak too soon, I guess.
Yeah, that's one of those. I mean, 30 seconds left. We got to try for it.
You got to gamble every once in a while.
And so Hudson will punch their ticket officially to the playoffs here. They lead 28-17 and will now kneel it out for the final 30 seconds. Adair takes a knee. We'll head you to the Post Glass postgame show shortly, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Final 10 seconds. Another exciting game here at Hudson as per usual, but Hudson's, despite that playoff loss, won two of the last three here on their home field. And they are officially playoff bound. Chi High in a pretty good position with tiebreakers or playoffs, but now, in order to cement that position, we'll need to win against Menominee next week. Your final score from Hudson? The Hudson Raiders 28, Chippewa Falls 17. We're back in 3.5 minutes with the Post Glass Postgame Show here on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yow!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it, and by then...
Oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wasgalla, 839-0707 or Wasgalla.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Yeah. Beginning the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Chi-High Athletic Director Mike Thompson down on the field with Chi-High Head Coach Chuck Rakovich.
Hey, Coach, down here on the sideline, you know, as far as the first half was going, we didn't have a ton of things to get excited about, but the second half we came out and battled. I thought you guys had to get creative offensively with some injuries, you know, and defensively we'd had some injuries, but I think our guys battled tonight.
Our guys battled, you know, but the one factor that we harp on all the time, and I think they harp on it at every level, is three or four plays can make a game, and I think we can pick out three errors tonight that probably would have changed that game, and they weren't physical errors, they were more mental things, and that's what kind of gets us as a coach.
Yeah, of course, and I know you'll go back to the drawing board next week and get them prepared for Menominee. And going into Menominee week, you know, it's a situation where we got to get some momentum, hopefully going into the playoffs.
Well, absolutely. You know, there's no guarantee we're going to be in the playoffs if we don't win against Menominee. So we got our work cut out for us.
Absolutely. Well, the guys battled tonight. Hopefully we can get healthy and go into next week and get a W on our home field.
Hey, that's the plan. That's the plan.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Back up to you.
All right, thank you, Mike, and thank you, Head Coach Chuck Rakovich, as always, gracious with his time here on the Post-Glass Post-Game Show. Again, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass, recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll come back with the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, your highlights, analysis, and more. That's all ahead in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Chi-High Falls on the road at Hudson, 28-17, back in 2.5.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butterburgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back. Post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. And again, we'll get the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, named the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. But Matt Downey, Mike Thompson, it was great having you guys on the broadcast here tonight, and not the outcome we were looking for, but as always, the boys battled and setting up for a very entertaining game next week against Menominee.
Yeah, absolutely. It was fun. Thanks for having us. And I do have to apologize for any cardiac situations that we caused, because 25 years ago you would have never gave the microphone to Mike and I.
And going into Menominee Week, it's a big week. It's always a well-attended game, and it's at our home field, possibly the last game on our home field, depending on the playoff scenario. So our boys will not take that lightly. We'll do our community proud.
Well, Matt and Mike, thank you guys so much for being on the broadcast. We'll take another break and give me time to cue up some of these highlights as we had an exciting second half. But as always, a lot of fun calling Chi-High football.
Thank you.
We'll send it back to the home base in Halley for a quick break. In fact, we'll give it 2.5 minutes here, and then we'll come back with those highlights, stats, analysis, and more. And don't forget the Rust Roofers Defensive Player of the Game. This is the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass, and we are in Chippewa Falls back in 2.5.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 2 decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yow!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it, and by then...
Oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wasgalla, 839-0707 or wasgalla.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For a commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. It's now time for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovee.com, or find Holly on Facebook. Courtesy of Chi-High statistician Dave the Electric Penn Hansen, here's a look at your stats. Again, the final score, Hudson 28, Chi-High 17. First downs, 18 for Hudson, 15 for Chi-High. Total yards, Chi-High with 350 total yards and Hudson with 330 total yards for Chi-High. 122 on the ground, 208 through the air for Chippewa Falls, 181 rushing yards for Hudson and 123 on through the air, rather, passing 15 of 27 for two interceptions and a touchdown for Chippewa Falls. On the other side, 11 of 14 for Cooper Adair for 123 yards for the Hudson Junior. Rushing for Hudson, Peyton Pingle led the way with 15 carries for 86 yards. Aiden Jamison with 7 carries for 60 yards. Sam Hebert with 5 rushes for 40 yards for Chi-High. Jackson Boland, 9 rushes for 38 yards. And Noah Potter with 10 carries for 27 yards, the most carries he's had in a game all season, I believe. Receiving for Hudson, Tyler Lessard with 5 receptions for 44 yards, including that critical first touchdown of the game for Hudson on a 4th and 7, a 20-yard touchdown catch. Will Pruzak with 3 receptions for 45 yards for the Hudson Raiders. Jalen Smith, 6 receptions tonight for 69 yards, and Jackson Bullen, 4 receptions for 87 yards on the ground. That's the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Bank of Bernalillo Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovey.com, or find Holly on Facebook. We'll name that Russ Proofers Defensive Player of the Game and play you back the highlights in 2 minutes as we finish up the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls on senior night here in Hudson. The Raiders with the victory 28-17. We're back in 2 to finish things up on WOGO.
Winning in sports takes teamwork, and when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roll-Off Service a part of your team. Johnson Roll-Off helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roll-Off Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRolloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
When it comes to your car, you know what's scary?
Road salt.
Rust from harsh winter road salt and brine can destroy your vehicle's value.
So call Rust Proofers.
Wherever you may be in western Wisconsin, Rust Proofers comes to you with the most advanced rust proofing available. And their service is added to your vehicle history report to increase resale value. This year, don't be scared. Call Rust Proofers. RustProofers.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Post Glass and Mirror is now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. It's time, before we get to those highlights, to name our Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Your Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. That's rustproofers.com. And by this point in the season, a lot of Rust Proofers defensive players of the game have been named. Some familiar names each time. You think about, Braden Hagman. You think about Colton Petska, Braden Jaquish, Simon Fish. A lot of names that we've talked about post-game throughout the season. But I think tonight I'm going to have to give the nod to Drake Dakin. Again, just a fantastic play. Seemed like he was in the backfield time after time. And that defense answered the bell, especially in the fourth quarter. Three straight stops of Hudson, and got three straight punts. Unfortunately, as Coach Rako alluded to, the offense just not quite able to complete the drives, and a couple critical penalties were really a major difference in this game. Instead of 28-17, you easily could be looking at a one-score game at the end with Chi-High with possession. you never know exactly how things would turn out, but a third and short and a fourth and short that Chi-High was not able to convert because of penalty. But, again, the defense really did a strong job when they needed to at the end of the game, but just not quite able to get that complimentary football that Chi-High was looking for. But Drake Dakin, again, was just a force playing both ways as well, too, playing hard all throughout the game at the fullback position, that B-back position in the Chi-High offense, and then, again, just a force defensively. So we're going to give the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game to senior Drake Dakin. Again, the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game brought to you by Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Your Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. That's rustproofers.com. Give Paul a call today. He's done some work for me and just absolutely impressed with his professionalism and the excellence that he brings to everything that he does. So Rust Proofers, the Defensive Player of the Game here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Before we say goodnight from Hudson and head into Menominee Week, here's how the second half sounded. Your highlights from WOGO. Welcome back to Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports. Chi-High down 18. Fielded by Bolin, straight ahead across the 25 to the 30. Bolin,
we'll turn it out.
35, 40, yep. 45, goodbye.
See ya.
Jackson Bolin, 90-yard kickoff return. Jackson takes it to the house, and Chi-High, there's your response.
Bolin on the return.
To the left flat, flares it out there to Bolin. Bolin at the 40-yard line, to the 45, to the 50, dancing past the tackle. Bolin, he's still
going
to the 40-yard
still
line.
Still going.
He turns, he's got a block.
Turn it
to
out.
The 30, to the 25. Bolin still going inside the red zone. Jackson Bolin, got to get the ball.
That point
here. Double wing, double tight. First and goal from the 7. Bolin in motion left to right. The give to Bolin following his blocking, picking his way inside the 5-yard line, bursting toward the end zone. Touchdown! Jackson Bolin missed the goal line and would not be denied. And it's 28-16, Hudson, as Chi-High creeping closer. Jackson Bolin, his 10th total touchdown of the season. Entire clock.
Nice.
Give right up the middle and pulled down. Nowhere to go. Braden Jaquish.
Jaquish on that one. Read it perfect. Didn't get his eyes in the backfield. Had a pulling guard and was right behind him.
Big hit. Petzka was in on getting the feet, too. Two guys right in on it.
No gain on the play. Second and 10. Hudson from their own 32. Adair, option look left side. Late pitch. Turning the corner at the 30-yard line.
Whoa.
And a big hit. What a wallop. At the 33-yard line, Brett Christa says hello. Pingle in the backfield with the quarterback, the junior Cooper Adair.
That's a lot of movement on their offensive line not to be throwing some flags out there.
Adair takes a shoe-high snap. Now he flushed out to his right, evading tacklers. He's pulled down and sacked back near the 40-yard line.
He did a little swim move with his throwing hand and was very lucky to keep that ball.
Mark it at the 29. So a gain of 4 on first down. Three receivers right, single receiver left. Bolin leaking out of the backfield. They'll flare it out to Bolin in the flat right side. Bolin past the 30-yard line to the 35. Look out. There goes Jackson Bolin. 40, 45, 50. And Bolin, another explosive play.
Yeah, they're doing a very good job of getting the ball in the hands of their athletes in space.
Both of these teams 3-2 in Big Rivers Conference play, tied right now with Menominee for third in the conference behind Rice Lake and conference leader New Richmond. Hudson a first and 10 from their own 45-yard line. Give and Peyton Pingle ripped down in the backfield. Colin Clary pulls him to the turf for a loss of 5. And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports. That'll finish up the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. So we're officially on to week 9 of the regular season, Menominee Week. Join us again for the Toppers and Toys and Tailgate Party back at DeRay. We need everybody there. It is going to be a fantastic battle between Chi-High and Menominee, who lost tonight by 10 to River Falls, 29-19. So again, the Mustangs will be looking to get back on track, as will our Chippewa Falls Cardinals, of course, trying to cement a playoff position with that fourth conference win next week. But Dave Check making the Dave Check guarantee that Chi-High in the playoffs regardless, but certainly could improve their seeding and positioning if they're able to get a win over the Mustangs next week. Thank you so much to Matt Downey and Mike Thompson for joining me here on the WOGO broadcast tonight, and for Elena Halverson, our board operator and producer back at the WOGO studios in Halley. I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Hudson High School in Hudson, Wisconsin. Once again, your final score, the Hudson Raiders 28, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 17. This has been Chi-High Football, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High Football, a WOGO, has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, Heath Slocum and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Cardinals Football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.